foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious.
Good evening, wonderful people, great beer friends, wherever you are on this planet Earth. We are welcoming you to another edition, the last edition for this very tour of Radio Biafra live broadcast, coming to you all the way from Dublin, the capital of the Republic of Ireland. On this very day, the 19th day of January in the year of our Lord 2014, therefore, wherever you are, we say good morning, we say good afternoon, we say good evening, and we say good night to some of you, especially those in the far eastern part of the world. I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you. We are asking you to inform those around you. We are making it very clear that Radio Biafra, unlike any other, is received across the entire 24 time zones of the world. Radio Biafra is received in every continent, in every country, in every city, in every town, as long as you have access to www.radiobiafra.co, as long as you can access us via www.peopleofbiafra.org, as long as you can access us via www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. If you download free Radio Biafra app via the Android market or iTunes, you should also be able to get Radio Biafra. Hopefully also we shall be coming to you via Biafra Television on YouTube. Therefore, wherever you are, once again, we are welcoming you. It is your duty, it is incumbent upon you to inform everybody around where you are, to let them know that Radio Biafra is live on the air, to let them know that here we proclaim the gospel of the restoration of the sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. That is why we exist, that is the only thing we do, and we shall continue doing so until our country is fully restored, until the dignity of man is restored, until there is a semblance of honor to our name. We must continue. This is Radio Biafra. We are welcoming you. We are asking you that we remain here every blessed day. 6 p.m. in London, 6 p.m. here in Dublin, in Ireland, 7 p.m. in Biafra land. It depends on where you are. It depends on the time zone where you are. Radio Biafra comes to you unfailingly. Every blessed day, we are here to serve our people. We are here to proclaim this gospel. And we are here to make sure that the voice of the Biafran people who are being killed, they were killed before since 1945. Those who we are mercilessly slaughtered in 1966. We are here to project the voice of those being bound by Boko Haram. We are here to let the world know that the indigenous people of Biafra still exist. We are here to represent the interest of those being deported from Lagos. We are here to lend credence to the voice of the oppressed, the politically and economically dispossessed, those who are marginalized, those who are the fringes of society. We are here to bring back justice. We are here to live up to the creed of our founding fathers, the very ancient people that set up the land called Biafra. We are here to ensure that there is equality and dignity of all men and women before God and before man. We are here to bring justice. We are here to bring hope. We are here to restore dignity. That is why Biafra must exist. We reiterate, without fear, without any favor, that this radio station is incorruptible. We are incorruptible. We cannot be corrupted. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. This is Radio Biafra after all. There was nothing like us before we came. There is nothing like us now we proclaim our gospel. And there will be nothing like us after we are gone. We are a special breed. Our people must know that. We are here to ensure that Biafra comes. in truth and in honesty, not just any Biafra. And that is why we must maintain our incorruptibility. We must insist that we remain whiter than white and whiter than snow. We cannot retreat, and we can never surrender as long as we remain without fear in the presence of our enemies. If you are a Biafran, you can never be afraid. Being afraid is not our portion. We can never be. We are Biafran people, for goodness sake. And Biafra must come. That is why we are here. The barrister is with me. So also are the die-hard Biafrans who are here in Dublin. We must continue. We must go forward. I must invite the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, you will please kindly accept the very gracious and ever effervescent presence of the wonderful people of Biafra all over the world. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Are you hearing me?
Loud and clear, please. Loud and clear. Go ahead.
Thank you. Good evening. And good evening to fellow Biafrans in Dublin and all over the places. Wherever you are, east, west, north, or south, we welcome you to today's broadcast. As usual, we congregate, we assemble, we sit and talk about Biafra. I've never seen anything like this before. We have only one program, the restoration of Biafra. We don't publicize any other thing. We don't advertise any other thing. We just talk about the restoration of Biafra. And that is the only single subject we are here. We talk, we preach on a daily basis. Not until Biafra is restored, we will never cease, we will never stop. We can never get tired about talking the same problem, the same issue, just the restoration of Biafra. Wherever you are, men, women, children, old and young, everybody should put their hands together. Biafra is for all of us. We cannot be very good abroad, and at home, we don't stand. We are not represented. We have left our nation for the houses of Boko Haram Fulani Yorubas. We need to go home to reclaim our land. We need to go home to establish our territory, where we came from. We don't need to be staying abroad and calculating the dollars and the pounds and the Dutch marks and all the rest of it. We need to go home and make our homeland, our own particular home where we came from. There is nothing else. No place is better than home. No place can be better than where you came from. Just like a little boy or a little girl in Ireland, I think that was in Cork, telling us, a little boy recognizes and sees racism and is telling everybody, it's time for you to be proud of where you came from. It's time for you to go home and establish, or re-establish if you like, that you are a Biafran, so that all this sorts of humiliation, racism, and whatever will disappear, so that you go home a free individual. That is what we talk about here on Radio Biafra on a daily basis. Good evening to all of you. Wherever you are, get your pen and paper. And don't forget, as we say this every day, you still see some few minority who will still be listening their voices and at the same time talking to the director. Once your call is picked, turn down whatever devices you are listening to. This is just a simple instruction. Of course, from time to time, we will fall foul of it. Please take note and adhere to this instruction. We are welcoming all of you. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much, Barrister Mamezu. Thank you. You will remain with us. The barrister himself is a good man. He will stay here to serve his country. As always, without fail, this is Radio Biafra. Once again, we are welcoming you. You will please ask your friends. You will send them messages. We are still coming to you from Dublin. Something that we are in Barcelona. No, we are not. We will be coming to you from Barcelona tomorrow. We are still in Dublin. That is why it is incumbent upon everybody to ensure that you get your pen and paper ready and that you take down this telephone number with which you can contact us. The number once again is +353-899-849-849. I repeat, +353 899 849 849. This is Radio Biafra. Our Skype is also there, just Radio Biafra. If we don't accept your request, do not be offended. We can't go on accepting requests. The number of people on our contact list is phenomenal. There is no more space to take on new people. That is why we ask people in this very race to ensure that they do everything they can to be at the front, to be there, because the doors will not be open forever. At the time it will shut, we are going home. Mind you, this is Radio Biafra. Our people are here. These are the diehard Biafrans we have in Dublin. They will say hello to each and every one of you. They will give us their names and where they come from, because we are Radio Biafra. I am from Isiama Farukwini Bek. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. It is important we do so. You will give us your name and where you come from, because we are Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Sonny Okabue, talking, greeting Biafrans around the world from Dublin, City of Ireland. I want to say good evening to those who are in their evenings at this moment. Good afternoon to those who are their afternoon. And good morning to those waking up, depending on wherever you are around the world. Hello to you, good people of Biafra. We are broadcasting today again from Dublin, Ireland, and we are calling on you. This is that time you text or call your friends and tell them. The broadcast is now airing live, and everybody should tune in. God bless you. God bless Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Please, the next person. Please, the next person. Please, your name and where you come from. This is Radio Biafra. Please.
Yeah, my name is Annie Ekwempe. I come from the southern Cameroon, a former journalist in Cameroon. I find myself today in Dublin. I just want to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you find yourself in the world. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Next person, please.
Hello, Biafrans all over the whole world. My name is Okudele. Once again, I said good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Biafrans all over the whole world. We're here again to give you the good news of Biafra. Thank you, and members, as you are listening to today's gospel.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening, good afternoon, good night, and good morning. My name is Isaiah Oba. I came from IHASMBC local government in Imo State. We said welcome to today's edition. We are broadcasting live from Dublin in Ireland. I say may God bless you as you listen to today's gospel. Thank you.
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, if you're joining us, you will not hesitate to inform your friends. Always ask yourself, what have I done for Biafra today? What have I done to ensure that the restoration of my country is on track? What can I do to ensure that Biafra comes? That is the duty of every genuine Biafran. We recognize what those of them in Maryland are doing. What Chioma Amarele Sahagotu is doing there, going out. We have seen the pictures. That place, we have said it before. The only reason why our people are not being mobilized is due to laziness. If you leave where you are and go and speak to our people, behold this very news, they shall receive it. What they do with it afterwards is entirely their business. But it is our duty, it is our pledge to our people, that this very message must get to the ends of the earth. We are in 2014. We are now getting very critical. This very fight, we are now taking to our enemies. And to ensure that we succeed, to ensure that we do everything humanly possible, that Biafra may come, everybody must put in something. You must volunteer yourself to do some work. You must go out to preach Biafra. You must proclaim Biafra to your friends. Every evening you must make it a point of duty to remind your friends to remind their friends to tune into Biafra. to Radio Biafra, to be precise, by going to our website, radiobiafra.co, by going to our listening post, peopleofbiafra.org, by going to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, by downloading Radio Biafra app, and by also going to Biafra Television on YouTube. We are on YouTube, you see. That is the work we are doing. We are here to serve you in truth and honesty. And that was why Chukwu Abiyama himself determined that we should come. This is Radio Biafra. I will not hesitate. We shall go forward to bring you the news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day, the 19th day of January, the 19th day following the expiration of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. We are going to get Biafra or we die getting Biafra. There is no third option. Either we get Biafra or we die in the process of it. And if that is the option they give to us, we will blow Nigeria to pieces. Nigeria won't exist anymore. We will make sure that Somalia will be a holiday resort compared to the plight that will befall the zoo. Our resolve must not be questioned. Our relentlessness must not be underestimated. We are here to get Biafra. We are very precise. Our enemies must understand. The Sultan of Sokoto must know. Jonathan must know. Everybody must know that we are here to get Biafra. Or men and women will die. Everything will be destroyed. We are assuring them of that. We have people who can do it. We are Biafran people. We are born scientists. We don't have to go to school to study science. We are born scientists from our mother's womb. We are scientists. We will deploy every mind, every intellect at our disposal to ensure the complete annihilation of the zoo they call Nigeria that Frederick Lugard created. There was nothing like Nigeria before Frederick Lugard came, before the British came. And here are the headlines today and accompanying me summary. We are reporting that high expectations are not the reasons why Jonathan opted Minima as the army chief. Nigeria is still a military society, according to Ezekwesili. Okorocha of APC and the Arch Islamic Front in Igbo land is saying that Anambra is the problem of Ndi Igbo. Ihejirika replies northern elders over their threat to take him to court. Islamization agenda in Nigeria is our concern, not just by Radio Biafra, but by the Christian Association of Nigeria. Now they have woken up. We have woken them up. They have been in slumber because of their hopelessness. All of a sudden they have realized that they are being Islamized. Too little, too late. We are also reporting, I was tempted by three presidents to leave ABGA, but I refused, says Obi. 50 members of Boko Haram terrorists killed, which is what they say. Anytime Boko Haram sacks a police station, they will come back the next day and say they killed 100 of them. That is nonsense. It's not true. The Nigerian military forces, they are lying. They are liars and deceivers. And now the news in detail. Indications emerged on Friday that President Goodluck Jonathan's choice of General Kenneth Minima as the new chief of army staff may have been informed by the need to intensify the campaign against insurgency in the northeastern part of the Zoological Republic, according to a newspaper. Minima belonged to the fighting corps of the army as an infantry general. His predecessor, Ihejirika, belonged to the engineering corps. Those close to the new army chief, billed to take over the leadership of the army on Monday, said he was an effective general, reputed to be a paratrooper, even as a brigadier general in the army. A military source who spoke to a correspondent of this newspaper on the condition of anonymity said the appointment ignited high expectations and anxiety among soldiers who had been worried by Boko Haram attacks on soldiers in Bama and Maiduguri. The source added that before the emergence of Minima, the army was bitter as the service felt discouraged by the destruction of military formations and some barracks by the insurgents. The source stated further that the new army chief was expected to address the issue of the delay in the payment of operational funds to soldiers in the front line. Nigeria cannot pay their soldiers, and people are afraid of them. Nigeria cannot pay their soldiers. This is the time for us to go and get Biafra. Their soldiers are demoralized. That is why they are being overrun by Boko Haram. And we continue to report this very evening that Ihejirika has replied northern elders, so-called northern elders, over this issue of a threat hanging over his head that he will be facing court trial in the International Criminal Court in The Hague. The immediate chief of Army Staff, Lieutenant General Lasubi Ihejirika, retired on Sunday, carpeted members of the Northern Elders Forum for vowing to drag him and six officers to the International Criminal Court of Justice in The Hague over their alleged role in last year's violence in Bama and Giwa Barracks, all in Borno State, while battling members of the fundamental Islamic sect Boko Haram. Ihejirika spoke with State House correspondents shortly after a service he attended at Aso Villa Chapel. The former army boss said the Northern Elder statement was ill-conceived and probably based on misinformation. He said rather than instituting a court case against him, the elder should be thanking him, other service chiefs and his men for their contributions to restoration of peace in the region, if they were really elders. Islamization agenda is our concern, according to Christians in the zoo. President of Christian Welfare Initiative, who doubles as the chairman of the Christian Association of Nigeria Southwest Zone, Archbishop Magnus Atilade, had recently urged Christians to join in the 31-day fasting and prayer program for the persecuted Christian church in the zoo, which started on January the 14th, noting that denominations, ministries which had begun fasting and prayer programs in this season should add the prayers for the persecuted church to their prayer. In addition to praying against any Islamic agenda, Atilade maintained that Christians should use the period to draw attention of the entire country as well as other nations of the world to the growing security threats to Christians in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. We affirm, according to him, that the zoo, Nigeria, is a secular society in which all the citizens have free rights to live, work, and express their faith according to their individual convictions. If the secularity of Nigeria has in any way been reviewed or modified, we are not aware, he stated. Too little, too late. Islam is coming to take over all of you. We are also reporting today that a former Minister of Education and Vice President of the World Bank, Dr. Obiageli Ezekwesili, has said the greatest failure of the regimes in the current democratic dispensation, including that of ex-president Olusegun Obasanjo, has been military approach to developmental issues. Obasanjo, Nigeria's former head of state, handed over to Alhaji Shehu Shagari in 1979, the retired general later became Nigeria's civilian president, ruled for 8 years, and handed over to President Omar Yar'Adua, who died while in office. Ezekwesili also described youths in the country as a threatened generation, saying it had become necessary for them to get involved in the governance of the society. Ezekwesili was one of the speakers at a youth forum tagged 100,000 Voices Telethon, organized by Generational Voices, an event monitored on Channel Television by correspondents on Saturday. Speaking on how and why citizens must engage, she urged youth to understand the tenets of democracy as they were born into a nation that languished under militarization for many decades, and that is still continuing. That is why Boko Haram insurgency is still raging. Peter Obi said something about people wooing him to go and join ABGA. What utter nonsense is that? Abia State Governor Theodore Oji has described General Azubuike Ihejirika as a great soldier who represented Abia State to his best, stating that his removal as the Chief of Army Staff was a normal thing in the military formation and that it is part of the re-engineering in the military by President Goodluck Jonathan. I don't think we have anything further to say about that. Those are the news headlines we are presenting this very day, the 19th day of January, in the year of our Lord 2014. But we must point out that Okorocha have said something again. The arch-Islamizer who failed in his bid to turn Anambra State into another Imo State, a place where Islam has a free reign, has lashed out at Anambra people. He has accused Anambra people of being the problem in the zoo. He is blaming Anambra people for being the problem. We shall look into this to see if that is the case. We shall now go to the barrister to please bring his wealth of experience, his wisdom, his understanding to the news we're presenting today and make some sense of it, please, if you may. Barrister.
Yeah, thank you, Director. So I usually tell you, well done for the news. We should be, of course, concerned about this Islamization of our people, because all we are fighting for, the reason why we are here struggling to reclaim Biafra or restore Biafra, is for our people, so that our people will be settled with integrity, with the need of getting ourselves back together and being one nation as Biafrans. Now, if Islamization of Biafrans should carry on at the rate Rochas and his people are carrying on, then it seems that we are just working for only few individuals. And these are the reasons why we must ensure that this Islamization business stops. And, of course, looking from the point of the Yoruba man who is crying that the Islamization of Christianity is going on and it should stop, is one simple reason. The reason why people are going into Islam is because Islam is bribing them to come and join them, to come and face what they are facing, to come and be the lords and the gods. That is what Islam is doing. They are giving our people some kind of compensation or some kind of remuneration so that they will see that Islam can give money, can make money, can be at the helm of affairs. On the side of Christianity, all they do is donate what they have, give out what they have to those on top, so that they will carry on becoming richer. And of course, they will tell you, retire to your Bible and ask God for heaven and earth, which hardly come to any fulfillment. So you can draw a parity. Why Christianity moving into Islam? They are bribing them, giving them money, after stabbing them, after taking jobs, welfare, infrastructure from our people. They'll go behind and connive with only few individuals, give them money to come and preach Islam. This, the Biafrans must stop. Talk to our people. Tell them that everything is not money. They are betraying you, and you are in turn betraying your brothers and sisters. Refuse that Islamic Naira they are giving you. The Naira is coming out from your land, and they are giving it to you. Follow Biafrans wherever you are, in the Imo State, you are in Anambra, in Abia State, or you are in Ebonyi State, in Apaibom, or in Calabar, wherever you are, in Aniocha or Anioma or Ibocha, wherever you are, resist the temptation of bribery, giving you money to cross carpets, moving from Christianity and then going into Islam. Islam is not a religion compatible to our beliefs. Once Biafra is reestablished, we are not going to have all these peace and pieces in the name of worshipping God. All we know is Chukwu Abiama. And I think we discussed this before. We can only have one religion in Biafra land. Those who are going into Muslim, just remember, you will revert back to your land, except and if only you want to go and live in Sokoto, where tomorrow, when they want to do their festival, you'll be the first to be, for your head to be chopped off. Because going into Islam does not mean that you're safe. A Hausa man is a Hausa man. Boko Haram is Boko Haram. Fulani is Fulani. And Yoruba is Yoruba. You are a Biafran. If you cross carpet, you are crossing with danger. Beware. That is what commerce will tell you. Or in business, caveat emptor. Let the buyer beware. If you're joining Islam, beware that you will face the consequences when the time comes. Let me stop here. And go to the military. The military, those in the military, they are not happy because there's no war. They are not fighting nobody. All they are fighting is their people. And only Boko Haram has been giving them tough time. Imagine a whole Biafra, let's say, for example, Biafra wants to go home, and the military will come out. The entire Biafra will just run down the whole military, no matter how much battalion they are. Only few Boko Haram from Maiduguri or Borno is giving them hard time, destroying their helicopter and their ammunition. Imagine the whole Biafra. Call out in mass. Today, we all die or we all live. They won't survive. Our people, brace yourself, because you're going home, you're going to your land, and nothing will stop you. No matter of no amount of ammunition, no amount of number of military standing before you will defeat the spirit of Biafra. 67 is no longer this present time. We are ready, because we've had enough humiliation from everywhere in any foreign land. Humiliation, racism, tribalism, everywhere. If you are filling a form, they ask you, are you British? Are you this? You say, yeah, you are. You think you've escaped it. They will ask you a question. Are you African? You think you answer, yes, you're African. You think you've escaped it. They'll come and ask you, which tribe do you belong to? All these things are racist connotation. We don't know it. Some people don't know it, but we are aware. When you go back to your country, nobody will ask you who you are. If you are from Biafra land, you are from Biafra land. And all the segregation of our people, discrimination, nepotism, all these things will disappear. That is why it's very important, absolutely vital, for us to suffer the consequences now. Go home. The remaining individuals will make that Biafra and will live forever and will build fences so that no foreign military or anybody coming to your land to come and invade you or to come and annex you or make you slaves ever again. We have to be prepared. Nobody should be afraid. Nobody should look back. I'd better die a hero than to live in slavery as we do today. You are not recognized. You are the last citizen anybody can look around. You have a problem, you cannot complain. Even if you do, nobody will come to your rescue. Because of who you are, because you are black, because you are Biafran. Even with the bloody name Nigeria, they still know who is who. Go to the embassy. If you're not Hausa, you're not coming here. Become Yoruba, they will give 90% of Yoruba's visa to come here. Go as an Igbo or as a Biafran, only 2%. So that discrimination, even in your own land, that's why that name Biafra, Nigeria is a curse. Biafra has taken over because Nigeria has expired. All of you, those who believe that Nigeria should carry on, shame on you, and what you ask for is what you get. When Biafra comes, we will take census, and we know those who believe in Biafra, and we also know who contributed in Biafra. For our people to keep thinking that others will go and get it, they will join later. They are dreaming because we are taking the number, we are taking census, we are counting those who believe in themselves, those who believe in Biafra, and those who believe that slavery must stop, killings from the northern house of Fulani Boko Haram must stop, because it's our people that are dying. And of course, those who are eating from the crumbs of the house of Fulani Boko Haram Yoruba, they want the continuation of Nigeria. They do, so that they will carry on getting their oil, fields, whatever they believe in, whilst one man will be the only man who is importing your food. The only man in a country of how many millions, if not billion, only one single individual. This is an atrocity. It's illegal and it's injustice. We will stop it at all costs. Biafrans, we talk, we believe in ourselves, and we do it. Let me stand on that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Barrister. Thank you very much for that very clear, concise analysis. There is a news here following from what Barrister just analyzed. He didn't touch upon it very much. The Imo State Governor, Dr. Sokorocha, yesterday slammed political leaders from Anambra State, accusing them of cash and carry politics, which had sabotaged the efforts of Ndị Igbo in achieving the age-long ambition of producing the president of the nation. Okorocha stated this at the inauguration of the Southeast Interim Executive Committee of the All Progressives Congress, the Boko Haram Party APC, at the Ahiajoku Center in Owerri, Imo State capital. He lamented that some politicians from Anambra State were prepared to go and collect money and contract to sabotage the efforts of the zone, adding that such mentality must be discarded if Ndị Igbo is determined to achieve its political aspiration. In his words, this is Roger Sokrocha speaking, Anambra is the major problem of Ndị Igbo. Every election, the leaders from Anambra will go behind the zone and collect money and contracts from the federal government and sell out Ndị Igbo for their selfish ends. But we must resist them now. You see, when we castigate politicians, when we tell them how they are, when we say we don't like them, that we despise them, most people don't understand. Even somebody that came to Islamize us as a culture is telling the world, not just Anambra politicians, they are everywhere. Is Ojus Okalo from Anambra, for goodness sake? Is Martin Elechi from Anambra? Is he not one of them? These criminals, is Iwanyan from Anambra? No, he's not. Iwanyan is from Imo. Ojus Okalo is from Abia. Martin Elechi is from Ebonyi. They are everywhere. What he is describing is the mentality, is the mindset that governs the people that idiots all over the world, including Dublin, are running after. So that one day they too will be in line to sell our people off. That is why we say to you, anybody who is joining politicians, be it in Dublin here, they are running around because Uduagan came. We had the story. We know. Tomorrow they will be exactly like their political masters. No difference. They will tell you all wonderful things about being Igbo. They will do all analysis in the world. But they will deviate and depart from the truth. Isn't it nice that a criminal like Okorocha is opening his mouth to... That tells you how bad things are. Calling politicians from Anambra State as the problem. Openly. Openly. That Igbo politicians are the problem we have. Very simple. Not to produce any meaningless, stupid presidency, but in terms of emancipation as a people. These are the likes of Peter Obi. These are our criminals. These are the people hell-bent on stealing everything from our land to go and develop other people's areas. And we are abroad, as second class, third class, begging for paper. Some of us living in hostels in Ireland as refugees, as asylum seekers, when your own country is there. Biafra is there, but you're living in a hostel, in a double bunk. I don't know, people without shame, I pity them. Barrister, are you with me?
Yes, Director, because I remember when you were reading the news, you first touched the headline, but you did not read the news, so I didn't want to proceed on what you did not read about, you see. Remember, I'm an obedient guy.
Of course you are.
So, now that you got everything in the open, you see, Rochas, of course, in as much as he's a Hausa, Igbo, Fulani, Boko Haram, if you like to describe it that way, he could be very honest in some of the things he does, Director. Now, if you remember, I think about a few months ago, the Amechi wrote to me of a man, says that the reason why the politicians are thieves is because the coroners are not doing anything about this. He says we are not throwing stones. That's the word he used. He said we are not throwing stones at them. That's why they are succeeding in their thievery. Now, if Rochas Okorocha is able to say this, Then, of course, he met some of them over there. And Director, he's stating the obvious. We know about this. We know our people. We know the mentality of our people. They rather prefer to see their own blood being shed while they take money and put it in their own pocket. We are aware of this. But, Director, the present and the current youth, the Biafrans, that are prevailing now, who wants to bring about the restoration of Biafra, will not have any of this. Our happiness is this. It's only few people. That is why they still want the continuation of the zoo. Now, what we will not allow is to see any man, woman, siding the enemies. They will be chopped off. They will be removed. They will be dealt with. The Biafra we're organizing now to put back in place will not be like the people in the zoo. Everything will be transformed. We will not spare no single individual, wherever compound they came out from, because our eyes are red this particular time. Because of the sufferings, because of the humiliation of our people, because of the killings, our people have suffered enough. We don't need any single idiot to sabotage or circumvent whatever we are doing. We will not take it. Biafrans, at this time, we are forceful in number. We have already organized ourselves and we are speaking and reading from the same page. It's not going to be like 1967 when Ifajira went back and took some money and then you saw what it cost us. So any mistake we've ever had in the past, Director, will never ever repeat itself. That is why we are fully prepared in this particular course, if you like. We are prepared. That's why we are evangelizing everywhere to make sure that nobody will say they were not told. Director, any Biafra man or woman, be it wherever you are, tries to belittle or going through the back to sabotage our efforts, they should count themselves as dead, because we will not tolerate any further sabotage. That is why, Director, I support whatever. Remember, when any, even at this present time, when any of the coordinators messes up, you don't give them any second chance. Even when I interfere, please look into it. Hey, Barrister, leave it as it is. So we are not taking any prisoners at all, because we cannot allow what has happened before to come back again, because history has a funny way of creeping in and repeating itself. This we will not. If I tell you that I love the humiliation I receive in this country, I'm a liar. And so also you, Director. All of us are singing the same song. Therefore, we cannot tolerate a lechi. And we have told them, we put them on notice. Those are what we ask you, find themselves out of that Biafra land, because we will check all of them one by one. A lechi, Anyamu, the governor of Abia. Of course, Rocha, he listens to us. So any of them found wanting, they are in trouble, Director, and we will not. That's why we are preaching. We are singing it as a song. We are writing letters so that to be careful is to be forearmed. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And we have our people here. We must make it very clear that every manner of criminality, every injustice against our people will be avenged. There will be no forgiveness. None whatsoever. We are making that very clear. 3.5 million people died that we may live. They gave us this name, Biafra. They gave us that very flag, the tricolor of the rising sun, and we must honor them with it by making sure that Biafra comes. I have an announcement to make. We are in Ireland. We are broadcasting from Dublin. Today is our last day here. From tomorrow, we'll be coming to you from Barcelona in Spain. There is going to be a new zone here. It is going to be called the Midwest Zone, to complement the work that Dublin, Cork, and Waterford are doing. Now there will be four zones in Ireland. So if there is any contributions to make, it will be far more easier on the people. This zone is known as the Midwest Zone, comprising of Limerick, Ennis, and Shannon. We are also announcing today that we have started the collection of the names of our people that died in this very struggle right from 1966. Those that died in the war, those that were killed in the pogrom, those that were killed after the war till today. We are compiling their names so that when we submit our petition to the United Nations, nobody will be in doubt as to why we are doing what we are doing. That honor falls to Ireland to handle. Ireland will protect our database. It will be run from this country. We have a PhD student who is going to compile this list for us. The catalog of every Biafran killed, tortured, murdered will be cataloged here in Ireland. They will hold that database for us. It's a very compelling evidence as to why we want Biafra. We want to start. Many people have been dancing around this very issue for very many years. No, not good enough. The Africa zone of North Africa, in fact, Africa in itself as a continent, will ensure that we have enough foot soldiers on the ground to go to each and every family, regardless of where you are, and give us the names of each and every member of your family, their age, and where they died. This is Biafra. We must be very... This is 2014. This year is very serious. The coordinator for Ireland is here with me. The representative for Europe is also here. Not here physically, Evangelist Barnabas. Ireland will give us a database of all of our people that's been killed. All those answering Igbo this and Igbo that, running around following politicians in Dublin. The least they can do is at least tell us how many people died in their families. I will go home myself to supervise this project at home. We need video footage of our people when they narrate what happened. We need to capture the evidence. And we have enough camcorders to do that. We are going to flood the world with information that by the time we finish, they will, I told you, they will beg us to come and take Biafra. Remember what I told you about Microsoft and the word Biafra? It didn't last up to 4 months. It happened. I'm telling you this now. They will beg us to come. You see the same Britain. Britain will be the ones to call us and say, please go and take your Biafra and leave us alone. We will flood this world with truth and with facts. And Biafra will be let loose. The nonsense happening in the Cameroon. We have somebody from the Cameroon who is here. They have been working with us to ensure that the plight of our people there in the southern Cameroons is also our plight and that we must work together. If they want to come with us as one country, only time will tell. But for now, their pain is our pain, and we are working with them to ensure that we fight this very battle and we win it. It's very, very important. Later on, we shall be speaking to them. The May 30th of this year will be significant. May 30, 2014 will be a landmark date. A lot will happen that day. We are setting our worldwide protest on that day. It is a day of atonement, a day of remembrance. After the march, you will retire to a temple, to a church, to a synagogue near you, and pray for the souls of all the departed. 30th of May, 2014 will be remembered. We want the whole world to shake on that very day. That is the day of our worldwide demonstration. The date for our protest all over the world. After that very protest, we shall retire to a church and pray. We shall go to synagogues. We shall go to temples and pray. We shall ask God for forgiveness. And we shall also ask God to receive the soul of the departed. Something very monumental will happen in Biafra land. We cannot tell you what it is. Something that is earth-breaking, earth-shattering will happen in Biafra land on that very day. From that day, I can confidently predict the precise moment Biafra will come. This year is a very holy year for us. 2014 will be remembered for time to come. This is Radio Biafra. Does anybody here have anything to say? Our coordinator is here. This is our last day in Dublin. They have worked very hard. exceptionally hard to make sure that this trip is a success, and we're indebted to them. We can go out and proclaim and say, indeed, there are Biafrans in Dublin, the same way we did in Cork, the same way we did in Waterford, and very soon, those of them in the Midwestern zone of Ireland will be able to join us. Those are those in Limerick, Ennis, and in Shannon. And I hope we are not recreating the same nonsense in the zoo of Midwest and Northwest. This is Radio Biafra. Before we go any further, we shall take this call. You will give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hi, my name is Emerson.
Yes, can you turn your system down? You will give us your surname as well. When you call Radio Biafra, we don't want to know who you are. We want to know who gave birth to you. Who is your father? That's more important to us. Give us your name once again, please, and where you're calling from.
My name is Innocent, and I'm calling from Waterford. I'm from Ayaz in Imo State.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Just want to say hello to the director. And I have a few concerns I'm just trying to, you know, come up with and know the director's opinion and by extension every other person that is a member of Biafra. I have three questions, actually. My first question is, going through the write-up of Sanusi, the present CBN governor, where he was describing Yorubas as the basic problem of Nigeria. I read through an article about him, and I also sent a response to that article. But my concern is, what audacity has he got to identifiably describe the Igbos as people who are very foolish? I know that Igbos are not foolish, they are highly educated. If care is not taken, more educated than Sanusi Fafunwa. And he could open his mouth and his eyes and identify the Igbos as people who are very foolish. And if you go by the statistics of level of education in Nigeria, I'm pretty much convinced that the Igbos are more educated than the Biafrans, are more educated than most of the Hausas. You can count how many professors you can get in Hausa land, but I bet you it's going to find it very difficult to count how many professors you can get from the Biafran ethnic group. So I was upset, and I'm just wondering why I have not had anything coming up from Radio Biafra in response to identifying me and people from Biafra as people who are foolish from a man who is managing the economy of Nigeria called Central Bank of Nigeria. That is one. Two, looking at the situation on ground, I just want to ask one question. And that question is, what is the price that the Igbos are asking for in this campaign from Radio Biafra? Is this campaign for, like, the Igbos should be given a position and recognized, or that they really want their independence? Can any person be bought over for any reason? Because looking at Uwazirike when he started this campaign, Uwazirike, we don't know where he is and what he's doing at the moment, because he's not in alliance with the Northern Caliphate. He's been having meetings with the Babangidas and the Abbasids and other people of the high-ranking position in the north. So I don't even understand why he is still representing or still speaking about participating in the referendum that is to be taking place in Abuja. Is he standing for the referendum on behalf of who? On behalf of the Northerners or on behalf of people from Biafra? And why is nothing being said about Uwazirike in context to this his action? That is the second question. And then my third but last question is with regards to the director's comments in reflection of what is going on about the disease during the Nigerian Biafran War. Is it possible to have a database of those who are constituent members of the Biafran potential country so that we know what we are working from? Because you talk about people who want independence, there's always a statistical requirement of the population that those people have to come up and make up with. Do we have that potential number of people that will form up the population required to constitute the country called Biafra? And if that is yes, can we now begin to form a base, what is called database, coming up with the names, I mean, individualizing these people, identifying them, making them people who are like bona fide members of the country, potential country called Biafra. Those are my three questions, and I believe they are clear. Otherwise, if you want me to reiterate them, I will reiterate them so that you get them one after the other.
I got your questions. If you have been listening to Radio Biafra from time, in fact, I will suggest you go and listen to 2 weeks' worth of Radio Biafra broadcast. You will appreciate we've touched upon and covered all the points you raised. But I shall reiterate them. I shall go through them once again. What are we looking for? We are asking for the complete, absolute, and total independence of the Republic of Biafra. I repeat, absolute and total independence from the zoo. That's what we're looking for. That's number one. I've answered that question. Number two, Owasrike, we have made it known to our people. There is something we need to understand. We go to church every day. We go to synagogues. Lucifer came from heaven. And so did Jesus, Yeshua as well. His name is Yeshua, not Jesus Christ. Lucifer came from heaven. Yeshua came from heaven. Because Lucifer came from heaven, has he stopped anybody from believing in God? The answer is no. If Owasrike is like Lucifer, that claimed he believed in Biafra, but was deceiving people. And now that Radio Biafra has come, now that Chukwuebiamah has determined that we should come, why wouldn't people believe in us? That we are different from him. As I said, did Lucifer not come from heaven? Did redemption not also come from heaven in the shape of Yeshua? A very simple question to answer that question with. On the last one, population, I can tell you, my dear brother, that Luxembourg is 350,000 people. Omoahia alone is bigger than Luxembourg, but they're a country. The Biafra we are seeking is a coalition of the willing, those that want to come. Those people, as you rightly said, will be catalogued. But we are not in a census. We are in a fight for liberation, which we intend to fight for by every means available to us. I believe I have answered your questions.
Thank you very much, Director. They answered. I appreciate it. How are you doing anyway?
Very well. Thank you very much. Ireland has been kind to us. Thank you.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Isaiah, do you have anything to say? You look dejected. Are you tired? I know you've been running around for a very long time. You look tired. We have somebody come in. Can you give us your name, please? Has he spoken? You will give us your name, please. And where you are. Go ahead.
Hello, everyone. My name is Emmanuel Ejezia.
And where are you from?
I am my town in Biafra. I'm from Osina in Imo State.
Osina, that's very good. That's very good. Thank you very much. And you live here in Dublin?
I live here in Dublin, yeah.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Director.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the line, on the phone. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
This is Ifeanyi Chukwuegwumike from Trondheim, Norway.
Yes, go ahead.
Director, like the first caller, I would not like my fellow Biafrans, good evening all over the world. I would not like us to be distracted from what we have at hand. We will not be distracted from what you have at hand. And what we have at hand is what we were discussing yesterday as regard to the money that was mentioned. Director, please, on behalf of the Biafrans, I would like you to emphasize on what we were talking yesterday about the money. And like our brothers was calling in, affirming their readiness to fulfill the payment. I will use this opportunity to thank Biafrans in Germany. The Biafrans in Germany is doing great. And they also I would like to thank the Biafrans in the United Kingdom. In fact, they motivated my spirit immediately. They accepted of the money given to them in good faith. Director, I would not like us to be distracted. We have to continue with all these things happening in the zoo. It's not our problem. It's their own problem. Let us face our own problem. We don't have to read news and start debating news of, news of idiots. Who is an Hausa man to say that Igbo man is foolish? So, let us, in YouTube here, I watched Sadona of Sokoto, where he was interviewed by BBC. Then Sadona of Sokoto said that Igbo man is a man that come here without nothing, and that before you know it, he was arrogated to the head. What makes him to arrogate to the head is wisdom. So the people around our neighborhood, they hate us because of our wisdom. But let those things, we don't have anything to do with those things. Let them say whatever they want. We want freedom. And let us champion our freedom. Director, what I'm trying to say is that we have to continue yesterday's debate. The countries, refresh our memory again on the money that the countries have to pay. If there is one you remember last night that you have not mentioned, then you mention it, and let the coordinators call in and affirm how they have been coordinating since yesterday till now, how they are coordinating to make sure that 5 days. Imagine United Kingdom saying that they will provide this money in 2 days, and they are the people that their money is more than any other state. I was surprised that America is giving 1,000. Director, I don't know. I was surprised that America, of all people, is giving 1,000.
Is to leave them some money to buy hamburger with. You know, they like hamburger. Is to leave some spare money for hamburger and gallons of soda. Go ahead.
Okay, good. So, Director, please, let us invest. I don't want us to debate, my fellow Biafrans, let us not go into debating what concerns other people. Let us debate what concerns us. Let us work towards this sending of the transmitter home. But as long as the director have said it, map the money out. Let us be talking about this money until that 5 days lapse. Before that 5 days, the news will be coming in. This country have paid. This is what we want to hear now. It's not by sacking this or not. No. Another problem. Even if they like, let them call Igbos nothing. We are nothing, yes. But tomorrow we'll tell who is who.
Yes, I have heard you. Thank you very much. And in keeping with your request, here are the names of the country or the list of the countries and what they said they are going to do. Germany is £1,000. Spain is £1,000. Malaysia is £1,000. Canada, £1,000. China is £1,000. UK is £2,000. Japan, £2,000. Italy, £1,000. Russia is £1,000. Holland is £1,000. Ireland is £1,000. Norway is £500. Trinidad and Tobago, this is astonishing. How can Norway be £500 when Trinidad and Tobago said they will pay 1,000? They called to say they will pay 1,000 from Trinidad and Tobago. They were not listed. They rang and put their name in to say identify with us. We are reporting Australia is £500. France is £500. South Africa is £500. Belgium is £500. Australia is 500. Switzerland is 500. Ukraine is 500. Indonesia is 500. Denmark is 500. Finland is 300. Israel is 1,000. United Arab Emirates 500, Mexico 500, Qatar 500, USA 1,000 pounds, India is 1,000 pounds, Thailand 1,000 pounds, and Greece, even Greece was not mentioned. I know Nnamdi Obodechi very well. They phoned and said they want to be a part of it. Even Greece, where nothing is working, they said they'll pay 300 pounds. That gives us a grand total of 24,600. By this time next week, we'll be announcing the names of the coordinators and the zonal coordinators that did not meet their pledge. And then we'll tell them where they belong. This is 2014. As our brother said, we want to be making progress every blessed day. No going back. Forward ever, backward never. We are not retreating. Biafra is going to come. This is how we discipline ourselves. You must expand your group, grow it. Go to Otumuwanya. Go to our women. Leave the men, they are useless. Go to the women. Go to women's meeting. And tell them that their children are dying. And you see how they will react. Leave the men. They are pursuing Uduagan in Dublin. And there are some of them. Lunatics. We must take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Director. Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
Yes, Director. This is Uche Steve Nanya. I'm calling from China.
Which part of China are you in?
I'm in Guangzhou.
In Guangzhou. Please go ahead. The world is listening. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director, pertaining on what the last caller that called just said, I believe it is high time that we concentrate more on this transmitter issue. Because this is our world power that we have. It is this transmitter. It will be a very nice thing that we concentrate more on this transmitter to make sure that this transmitter starts talking in Biafra land so that our people down home will be receiving this information. And I want to use this medium to thank Chukwu Adeyemo for a successful meeting that we had today. Though it was an emergency meeting, our people here really turned up very well. They really tried today. And I want to also thank our able coordinator for his hard work that he's doing. He's doing excellently well. And also that people that didn't come today, and we also put our meeting on Sunday, having our meeting. And I believe very soon, very, very soon, you people will hear from us. Our people, the meeting that we had today went successfully. The people really turned up. And I say congrats to them. They really tried. And may Chukwu Adeyemo continue to bless us all over the world.
Thank you. You said in the future. We don't have the future. Our time is next week,
hello?
Friday. We don't have the future.
Yeah.
People are saying, from us. We don't have that luxury of time.
Before then, China, we complete their own.
Okay.
Before then, the deadly time, China will complete their own. We believe so.
Of course, I believe in China. Thank you very much. If China fails to do what they're supposed to do, then I'll be concerned, I'll be worried. But China is part of us, and I expect them to honor what they entered into with me. They said they will be with us all the way through, and they have not disappointed us, I must say. China has been at the forefront. They have not let us down, and it will not start now. So I'm not surprised that China is saying that they will be ready. The UK also will be ready. I have received their confirmation that they will be ready. The evangelizing is continuing even in the United Kingdom. That is what I said to them about Thomas Onyema. He has taken Gozier. They have gone to a Olu meeting. Anywhere you know people are meeting, you go there and you see them. Anywhere you know they are, you go and see them. We want Biafra to come. Take this message to our people. Let us see who is on the line. We have a caller on the coordinator's line. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Director, I thank you so much. My name is Emmanuel Chidi Uzigwe. I'm calling from Italy.
Yes.
By special grace of God, I'm representing our indigenous people of Biafra here in Italy, serving them as PRO. So I want to use this opportunity to thank you for the great work you have been doing for indigenous people of Biafra, and thank all the whole editorial board serving Biafran people. So, Director, concerning the transmitter that was the contribution for the transmitter that was labeled yesterday. So, I'm assuring you by special grace of God, everything had been put in order to see that our own contribution is being remitted without any delay, because all these things we have planned all these things formally, but because of the some reshuffling that happens last week, that was the thing that caused most of the delay. But I thank God, as the delay have occurred and the increase have already occurred, and I thank God we haven't sent anyone safe in order as the amounts have increased now, so that everything will go together. So thank you very much for that particular one. And another thing I want to comment concerning our brothers here in Italy, in part of Verona, that they are having their regional meeting today, and the regional coordinator name is Festus Oloka. They are having their meeting today, and I know that everything was going very fine from the information we are getting from them. And I thank every regional coordinators here in Italy for the great work they are doing for their people, because it's not easy. The human being is the greatest work to coordinate, but some people, if you stay by the side, you thought that you can do this, you can do that, but when you come inside, you know it's not easy to coordinate human being. But I thank God, and I thank the national coordinator for the great work all of them is doing for the people of Biafra here in Italy. So I thank them so much. And I still use this opportunity to announce to our fellow Biafrans here in Italy, and I thank one of our brother that donated a photocopying machine for people of Biafra. And I'm still using this opportunity to announce to every Biafran person listening to me from this part of Italy, if you know you have anything, we have been mentioning all this thing on air. If you know you have anything, computers, photocopying machine, anything that you have in order to help this work of restoration of Biafra, please, we need your attention. And I have notified the national coordinator concerning it, and the delivering will reach him within short period of time. And Director, I am assuring you everything concerning the hosting of Radio Biafra, we have put everything. The only thing we are waiting for is your call. So we have been putting everything in place in order to see that your hosting you and Radio Biafra here in Italy, it will be a successful one. So I thank you so much, and I thank our barrister who is doing a great work for his own people, indigenous people of Biafra. I thank everybody, whether you have been mentioned or you are not being mentioned, for the great work you have been doing for your people. And I'm still using this opportunity to announce to every regional coordinators here, every executive of Radio Biafra, people of Biafra here in Italy, that after this particular broadcast, we will have our Skype meeting this night. So all of them, let them never forget. So we have some many issues to discuss and to wrap up whatever the plan we are having here, to see that everything is going in order as it is being planned or being directed by the Radio Biafra Directorate. Thank you very much, sir, and God bless you, sir.
And God bless you too. Thank you very much. We like what we are hearing from Italy. We have heard from China. I have received written confirmation from Karamonde that London, United Kingdom is ready, that they are ready. China said they will fulfill. Italy said they will not only meet the obligation, but that their preparedness to host Radio Biafra is undiminished. That's what we want to hear. We are moving forward. Indeed, we are. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, Mr. Director, that is me. Uchechukwu Nyegeme, calling from Switzerland.
Uchechukwu Nyegeme from Switzerland, please go ahead.
So we are very happy. Today everything went successful. So we are ready. We are ready to do anything. So from now to within 2 days or 3 days, you will hear from us, from Switzerland.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Uchechukwu Nyegeme. And things are happening in Switzerland. Even Switzerland has called in to say that they are ready. Ikechukwu, you must take note of those affirming their readiness, please. United Kingdom, Italy, China, and now Switzerland affirming that they are ready. You must take note, please, because we must also go on to present the news. We know, of course, we are Radio Biafra. Biafra is our concern. Anything we like, we talk about. We want to get Biafra. This is how we're going to get it. Let us go to the line and see who is there. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Speak up. This is Radio Biafra. We are waiting.
Yeah, hello. This is Chibuike.
Are they serious? No, they are not serious, are they? The caller on the line, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We had a caller on the line. They couldn't stay faithful. Let's go back. Do we have a caller on the phone? Let us see. Let us see. Yes, we have Brown on the phone. Please go ahead.
Oh, no, dog, I drank on my Benilo.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, my dear brother.
Good evening. Good evening, Radio Biafra. Good evening, my friends in the Biafra land, wherever you are. I want to make some few comments. Now, just want to inform Radio Biafra, it is high time we start making some contact in Nigeria, so-called zoo, by telling anybody who have a friend or a brother or a sister who is in the force, the military, in the police, hierarchy, in our position. If you have your brother or your sister in immigration, whatever status they have, you start now to tell them that Biafra is coming, they will start now to change their heart and believe they are in Biafra. Because we have to get this message across. And I believe that somebody like Ihejirika, he will have a brother or a sister or a cousin or whoever in Europe. By the time we start conveying this message to all these big officers in Nigeria, I think we can make some changes. They will start to know that Radio Biafra is at hand and Biafra movement is at hand. Because I called my brother in Port Harcourt. He said, he went to Aba Mungwa, and he saw some Biafra flags in some houses. So I want to let people to know that Biafra movement is on the ground. There is Biafra movement in the ground, in Biafra land. So start now, start making some contact wherever you are. Start telling your friends, your brother, whoever they are in Biafra land, that look, this is our movement now. And another thing I want to say about the contribution. I was thinking that our coordinator is supposed to have, let us.
Yes, can you hear me? No, you cannot hear me. We've lost him. We have lost him. We believe he's going to call us back. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We are coming to you from Dublin. We are here. By this time tomorrow, we will be in Catalonia. We'll be in Barcelona, bringing to the attention of the world what Biafrans in Spain are doing. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Ambrose Ngabo Onyebuchi from Cape Verde Island.
Yes. From Cape Verde Islands. Yes, Ambrose. From Cape Verde Islands. Yes.
Yeah. So, Director, what I want to say is that about the contribution that you are talking about of issue of Radio Biafra. You know, my people here, I have tried to tell them all, let them know what is happening, or something like they don't care, only that they make mockery of people here by saying, asking us when Biafra, we get ahead for them to go and collect their free passport, that the Biafra passport is free visa for many countries, or something like that. So, but not what I want to say. What I want to say now is that I want you to give me Ikechukwu Enyego number so that no matter how little, I can even only me do my own contribution so that my name will be there too. Because I know what we are pursuing and I love what we are doing. That is why I am trying to mobilize them. But as long as they don't want to cooperate or something like that, I don't want to fight with anybody here. That is why I want you to give me Ikechukwu Enyego number. Let me see how I will connect with him and talk to him so that anything I give him will reach you or something like that. Because maybe I will do my own from Western Union because I don't have Facebook or all those things. That is why I need the number.
Is your number ending with 3491?
No, this is not the one I call now. It's not my number. Let me call my own number. I call this one from private this time.
What is your number?
My own number. My number is
+238 Okay, thank you very much. Your number has gone to Ikechukwu
and another thing, please don't be offended. Another thing is that the people I mentioned the other time that they wanted to help or something like that, these people are continually stopping me to know how the movement is going and how they are going to prepare before
are they in Cape Verde?
Yes, some of them are in Cape Verde. Some of them are not in this country, but they are connecting with whom?
Now, what you need to do is all the information you have, you give to Ikechukwu and he will pass it to me.
Okay.
Give it to him. Okay, he will call you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Good. Thank you, Bana. Bye. Let us go to the Skype line. I believe we have a caller on Skype. What is going on? Yes. No, the call has ended. It has ended on Skype. I don't know why. It has ended. We hope that they do call us back. This is Radio Biafra. Does anybody here have anything to say? People in Dublin, they're very quiet. I don't know why. Very, very quiet. Are they quiet because they are law-abiding and obedient? Or are they quiet because they cannot meet up the challenge?
No,
that is... I'll come to you in a second. We have a caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are.
Yes, good day, sir. How are you doing today?
Very well, thank you. Your name and where you are, please.
Yes, this is Chukwendo Ongzurumba.
Yes.
Right now, I'm calling you from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
Yes.
And I am from Inla, in Ikuano local government area of Umuahia, Abia State, Nigeria.
Thank you. Go ahead. That's what we said.
Okay. I am calling. I want to know what is the movement about, because this is my first time of hearing this news, because my friends here in Malaysia, they have been telling me a whole lot of stuff going on Radio Biafra, and I just tuned in today for the first time and I'm listening to it and I'm very much impressed. I am with you guys with whatever you are doing, but I want to know the way forward. I want to know what is the movement like, what is happening, what is going on, because this is 100 years that the zoo has gained amalgamation. So right now, I want to know what is happening, because if we do not strike now, if we do not do anything now, the zoo, they are going to laugh at us. We are going to be a laughing stock. They know that we are doing this right now.
Are you part of us?
No, I the structure. What is it that we are doing right now?
Are you part of us? Are you part of the family in Malaysia? Are you part of the family of Biafrans in Malaysia?
Very well.
Then you must know what we are doing. If you're part of the family, your coordinator will tell you what we are doing. If you go through Radio Biafra broadcast, even of the past 3 days, you will know what we are doing. I suggest you please go and start from there by joining your family. Biafrans are in Malaysia. Go and join them. Are you on Facebook?
Yes, I'm on Facebook.
Go to Facebook and you write Biafrans in Malaysia. That's all. And you go and join them. If you join them within 10 minutes, you will have the answer to all your questions and many more. Even those you're planning to ask next year, they will answer today.
Good. I'm going to do just that and I'll hit back to you tomorrow.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We are going to Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is Sunday Okpalewa and I'm calling from Surrey in the United Kingdom.
Yes, please, go ahead. The UK people are doing us proud. They are doing us proud. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, the meeting yesterday was excellently, there's quite a lot of people there and, I'm very, very impressed. I was impressed on, what I saw yesterday at the meeting. And instantly, like our coordinator told you that we are, we are ready and, for the tax that was given to us. Director, I want to say thank you very much for the, for your hard work anyway, because, what you're doing is not easy. It's not easy at all. I thank you very much for all your work. What I want to say, Director, is I think I've said this, maybe last year sometime about people calling and asking questions. And if you look at some of the questions they asked, it's already what we've gone past. It's question that million people have asked and you've answered. What I said last year was to have like a Q&A, like question and answer page on our either Facebook or on our main website where all these common questions that people ask, that we can put it there with the answer. So when somebody calls, we just refer them to the website, or even they can self, when they go to the website or Facebook, they can see all the answers to whatever they're going to ask, instead of coming on air and dragging us back. Because you still see people tomorrow calling and said, what about the Igbo people are not united? When we get this Biafra, what's good? All those nonsense questions which we've come past. Because for me, I used to think like that. I used to think, Igbo people are not united. How are we going to do this? But since I've been started listening to Radio Biafra, I know that the only thing that is happening to the Igbo people is the oppressed from the Hausa Fulani oligarchy. Because, when you are begging, when you are, like when you're a servant and somebody, something drop out from the table, you'd be very happy to grab that one. And when you grab it, you will keep hold of it. So I think that's what happened. It's not that, that Igbo people are this and that. And that brings me to, I was talking to one of my friends in Italy and he was telling me about the Igbo meetings they have in Italy and what they are doing is about going to people for birthday and things like that. And I asked him a question, said, what is the aim of all those meetings that is forming all over the whole world? And also, are they affiliated? Igbo meeting in Italy, are they affiliated to the one in America, to the one in, he says no.
No.
If you look at the indigenous people of Biafra, it's all well connected, the whole world. If something happened, like what happened 3 days ago in Spain, immediately people are calling from Malaysia, Indonesia, everywhere for it. But if that was Igbo meeting,
people in organized Ndibo in Italy, they will do nothing about what is happening in Spain, because it's not part of what they formed the group for. What they formed the group for, you could have one more, or if you are doing something else, people will come and eat a jollof rice like this.
Or if you die and your wife is beautiful, then you are in serious trouble. People, a lot of people will come.
Yeah, they will come and hire your wife.
Yes, to come and take her to compete. Who will take your wife over from you when you're dead? That's what they do. That's what they do in London. That's what they do.
I know, and people keep saying that Igbo people are hard. I know we are hard, but also evangelizing. You know, because most people, as I'm speaking with you and Andaleta, most people have never heard of what we are doing. Even some of those living in London, you know, when I keep telling them, they say, oh, so, and some people will be very, very excited to hear something like this. And some will be like, this Biafra Unua.
You see, as I said before, I don't know how that actually came to me. When people go to church to worship Jesus Christ because they don't know the meaning of his name. His name is Yeshua. They go to church, they say Jesus is our Lord. We are going to heaven. It is the same heaven that Lucifer came from.
Exactly.
It is the same Biafra that Owasrike came from. That is the same Biafra that we came from. The fact that he is evil, a criminal, a rogue, a petty rogue, standing on the bones of 3.5 million people, to be talking nonsense and duping people. In fact, his days are numbered. This year, 30th of May of this year, there is something we will do at home. They will all start dying one after the other. That is why they don't want to build a memorial. Do you know why they don't want to build a memorial back home? Once you build it, they will start dying.
Their graves will be there as well.
Because once you build a memorial to those that died, everybody, all the Ohanaeze men that went to Abuja claiming they are doing Igbo interest, they will all die. The memory of the dead, their spirit will go and attack them, they will all perish. That is why Ohanaeze, they stole 5 billion. Out of that 5 billion they stole, what we need is only 6.5 million to build a befitting memorial to our people. Only 6.5 million. Only. But they will share 5 billion. Any day they build a memorial, they will all die, and they know it very well. And that is what we are going to do this year as well. We're not going to suffer anybody to contribute any more funds towards it, but the funds are going to come. We will build our memorial this year as well. 2014, we complete every project this year. Every project will be completed. We cannot march to go and meet our enemies without remembering those that died for us. I was with a veteran earlier this morning, the man who was here yesterday, and do you know what he told me that brought tears to my eyes? He said, when we were fighting, our concern was not that we are going to die. Our concern was, will those living remember us? And I said to him that this radio station from day one, I have made it very clear, my obligation to the dead outweighs what I owe to the living. We remember them every blessed day. It is upon their bones, the blood that they shed, and on their honor that we fight. Nothing more, nothing less. Not because of the idiots who are living, some of them in Dublin. Fools. Animals living here in Dublin. Please come and see some of them. They are a disgrace. If you tell me that, in fact, I can tell you categorically that nearly 4 to 5% of everybody fathered by Hausa Fulani people are in Dublin. They're in Dublin. I can tell you that. Answering Igbo names, a disgrace to Igbo people. A disgrace to Igbo race. Most of them are here in Dublin. I can tell you that. I'm very grateful that at least there are Biafrans here as well. As I said earlier, even though Lucifer came from heaven, so also did Yeshua. We must proceed. Regardless of what our enemies do, regardless of whatever they plan against us, we must prevail. If you have fear, you're not one of us. Thank you very much.
Director,
yes.
Is he gone?
No, I'm not. Very briefly, we want them here to say something. Go ahead.
Okay, there's one more thing I want to say, and that might be a little bit hard for people to take. I think we should, as we say, that Radio Biafra is where we worship. I think we should, instead of the meetings we go around, we should be a worship every Sunday, you know, instead of us going to our various churches and congregate, you know, every Sunday morning, because Radio Biafra is where we worship. That's what I want to say. I might tell, you know, people who goes to churches who still believe in all these Pentecostal churches how to take in, but I think we should be looking into that.
I will tell you something. Mm-hmm. There has been this joke going around what the British and white people brought to us, including homosexuality. People are writing about it all over the place. They gave us this, they gave us every manner of thing. Now they say you have to, even divorce, they gave us divorce. We didn't know divorce before. Do you know that we didn't use to divorce before? Unumanka ofuma ofuma. There was no divorce before. Until they came and told us that divorce is a good thing. But they will not let us divorce from the zoo. They told us that Jesus Christ has replaced God in heaven. You give glory to Jesus, not to God in heaven. And I said to them, I am not stupid. The New Testament you're telling me about was written by man. The Jesus you're telling me to worship, to give glory to, was made by man. Chukwu Abiyama gave his laws to Moses in Mount Sinai. The number one law that God gave to Moses was, thou shall have no other God but me. They think we are stupid. Others are not. God forbid Satan. I worship Chukwu Abiyama alone. Only him has all the honor and glory. Not this nonsense being peddled by idiots that bring us all manner of evil. When they don't have any money, they experiment with us. That's how they gave us HIV. When they run out of money, they give us influenza. When they run out of money, they give us Ebola. When they run out of money, they give us Legionnaire's disease. When they run out of money, they give us measles, chickenpox, influenza, so they can make money. Our people are daft, stupid to the core. Most of them are in Dublin. Useless people. Anybody answering Igbo name, not saying he's a Biafran from Dublin, should be shot dead. Idiots are here, believe you me, fools are here. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, don't say it.
I'm speaking to you. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Good evening, sir.
What is going on?
From Dublin.
Go ahead. No. Go ahead. Are you a Biafran in Dublin or an Igbo person in Dublin? Which one are you?
Yes, director, can you just have some guests with me here?
No, I'm asking you, like, are you a Biafran or are you an Igbo person? I don't want to speak to any Igbo person in Dublin. They're stupid.
No, they're Igbo. Yeah, they're Igbo people. Yeah,
I don't want to speak to them. Yeah. I want to speak to Biafrans. Anybody you give the phone to has to be a Biafran.
I have some Biafran here and I have some Igbo people here.
Not the Igbo people. I don't want them near the phone. I want Biafrans only. Only Biafrans. Yes.
Okay. Let me start by greeting all the Biafrans all over the world. Those that are listening now, those that are in the studio, the barrister, Imam Mezu and Kalomonde, and all the editorial board of Radio Biafra. Director, I'm with guests in my heart now. I've been in studio now, but my heart is with you people over there. So I might be there maybe before the end of the program anyway. So I want to pass this phone to my brother here that wants to speak with you.
Thank you. Is he a Biafran?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Daddy.
Hello?
Yes, this is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you come from. Your village is in Nagebi Sepota.
My name is Chedozie Onwe. I'm from Kano in the Enugu State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, I just want to, I'm so curious to hear about your activities, and I just want to know exactly what you guys are doing, and how your organization is actually trying to implement or actualize your dreams of Biafra, having failed in the first instance with the war in 1967 to 1970. So what are the things you have lined up with your organization to make sure that you succeed? I just want to know, is this not just a kind of mere you know, propaganda that will, you know, cause a lot of problems for people back home in Nigeria.
Where are you now?
I'm in Dublin.
Do you read the Bible?
Yes, I do.
Do you know how many times the Jews revolted against the rule of Persia? When Nebuchadnezzar conquered Jerusalem?
I want to educate you.
Hang on a second, I'm coming. It's a sequence. Okay. It is a sequence. Yeah. The Jews were in captivity for 2,000 years. In 1948, they decided to do one thing they have not done before. They decided to fight. And they fought and got their independence. The fact that you fought a war in 67 to 70 and failed does not mean you cannot go to war again and succeed. You are in Ireland, a country that fought the British. The British ruled them for nearly 800 years. And they said they've had enough. They chased away the British. That is why you're here with electricity and running water. Because men stood up and said evil was evil. What have you done? What have you done for your people? You are enjoying light and water in Dublin. You are going to school. Your children are having fun.
Can I say something, please? I just want to know, because you're talking about Biafra. The Igbos are not the only people in that particular area called Biafra. What consultations have you made in that regard to carry along other ethnic groups in that area called Biafra?
What have you done? Which books have you read? Which news have you listened to? Are we going to bring it to your house?
Hold on. Listen, my dear friend. You can't even answer a simple question.
I am answering your question.
You have not consulted, and you're mentioning Biafra. My brother running around in the place that is so good in Europe. Making this kind of noise you are making is not the best for you.
Now, can I address you?
The noise you are making, let me tell you.
Can I address you?
You don't have anything to offer.
I want to address you. Can I address you?
Let me just hand over the phone.
I want to address you.
You can't even answer a simple question.
Because you are, my dear friend, listen very carefully.
It's okay.
Give it to the person who is there. I want to speak to him.
Yeah, it's me, sir. I'm here.
You don't put idiots like that on the phone to Radio Biafra again. Never in your life will you do it. You will tell that very man, put your phone on speaker so he can hear me. Put your phone on speaker so he will hear me.
I believe he's hearing you, sir.
Thank you very much. You will tell that imbecile Father Behazza Fulani man that cowards like him, they have no place in Biafra land. You will tell that fool to go to Radio Biafra website. Tell that imbecile that I have broadcasted from Lagos. Tell that fool that I was in Owerri. Tell that bastard you're with that I broadcasted from Enugu. Tell that idiot where he is. That I'm Nnamdi Kanu from Isama Faruku Ibeku. Tell him that I am the director of Radio Biafra. Tell that fool that Radio Biafra has broadcasted from China, where nobody else has done that before. Tell that idiot we are going home. Tell him that Biafra is not for people like him. He's a coward. He will remain here. I said it about Dublin. Dublin is a disgrace to our people. The Igbo people in Dublin are absolute idiots to our race. They shouldn't exist. They should not exist. They are here enjoying life, talking about useless consultation. Do you know how many people from Akwa Ibom we are working with? Do you know we have Biafrans in Uyo? Do you know we have Biafrans in Rivers? Do you know we have Biafrans in Cross River? How dare you say what you don't know? Typical Igbo man, without brain, without reason, incapable. You are here as a slave, possibly as a taxi driver. And you don't know, understand what's happening in your country. This is Radio Biafra. Yeah. Don't put such an idiot on the phone again. We don't entertain fools.
Director, I'm very happy because I have been battling with this man. And it's my...
Send him away from your home. No. He's an idiot. Shouldn't be there.
This is a man that I respect too much, but we always have a disagreement in terms of Biafra. So I think I even convinced him to speak with you. But I also have another person here that is well Biafra all around. So he wants to speak with you again.
Give him the phone.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and your village.
Hello, Nandi. Good evening. My name is Sondo Abuike Okwa. I'm from Enugu State.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm from Kano in Enugu State.
Go ahead.
I want to
just want to thank you for all the good work you guys have been doing for us, okay? As I go back to my name, you can understand that I was born during the war. That's why I have the name Osondo Abuike. So thanks, I get it. Hello? Can you hear me?
We are listening to you. Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, sometimes I get very emotional. You know, the other time I was listening to one of your podcasts, you know, I had a lady crying, and she was somewhere in the US crying in her car. And I was moved, and I was ashamed of myself, you know what I'm saying? Seeing a woman being passionate about the sufferings, you know, what we're going through in Nigeria, and I'm a man here, not doing much. So I just want to say, if there's not much I can do, I can always say, well done to you guys. And the visual speaker that spoke here, you seem very, very doubtful of, you know, the Biafran cause, okay? So
is he a Biafran?
Hello?
Is he a Biafran? Or was he fathered by Hausa Fulani man? He's a fool to be there. He is not worthy to live.
Just 1 second. He's a true Biafran.
Okay. He cannot be.
People like him are very critical, and I would have expected that you explain to him, be in that position. People like him need to be convinced that the cause that we have been backing on is a genuine one. You know, people need to hope. They need to be kind of guaranteed that it's... That
tell that man, listen very carefully. We have no time to convince any idiot to eat. We don't convince you. We did not convince anybody to come abroad. How can we convince you that Boko Haram is killing your people? How can we convince you that Boko Haram is killing your people back home? We don't want to take such stupid people in Dublin and speak to them. They are mad. These are insane people. Very stupid. And I can't. And I've never seen such collection of idiots before in my life. We have a caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. This is Chukwudi Uke. We're calling from Sweden.
Yes, please go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
The man that called and was make me very angry. Why must he need to be convinced? If he travel home, he doesn't see some. Is he blind when he travel back to Enugu?
They don't go home. They're in Dublin.
Is it where he used to be? I am also from Enugu State. If he go, he start hiding from kidnappers and start hiding from armed robbers. He wants someone to convince him. If he want us to go and meet the rivers or born people, he should come in and go and meet them and talk to them. Is he not a Biafran? Doesn't feel happy living in Dublin, fleeing this cold, wearing five jackets in the morning, going out in the morning, seeing night by 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Is he happy? So I hate hearing somebody say that he's confused. Why must convince him? He's not going to die. If he live 100 years and die without nothing, and live 40 years and die with something, which one is better for him? Tell that kind of man that he should stay here. He should go to another state. Let him enjoy with people all Nigeria. He's a stupid man. I have never called someone stupid in this podcast, but he makes me angry. We should bring cow for him to convince him, or we should buy a car for him to convince him to fight for the children's freedom. He's a stupid man. I have never caught somebody, but he makes me so angry to make me to say a bad word this evening.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you.
Please, another want to say there's a guy that called before him came in. He said that maybe on Sunday we should have worship here in the what it means that maybe on Sunday we broadcast in the daytime to have our own service here in the Little Biafra. I think that's what it demands.
We'll do that now.
We're not going to another church. I let us stay at home than going to church and waste my money or waste my time. That then they preach me about love, which they cannot produce. So thank you very much.
thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming. You speak. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Christiane Ibuku. I'm calling from Waterford.
Yes, please. You're welcome to the program.
Yeah, I just want to say about that man that just finished calling. What is his problem?
He's in Dublin.
He's a Biafra, whether he like it or not. He must be a Biafra. Fana Biafra is going to a match, and he must be a Biafra, whether he like it or not. Maybe he has one house or two in Lagos or Abuja. Then he's feeling his head that he's going to lose it when Biafra finally emerged. But let me tell him, sweetheart, he must lose that because he's a Biafra. Oju has warned before he died that if you're having a house outside Igbo land or anywhere that does not belong to Biafra, that you're wasting your time. That person is a fool. So if that's what he thinks that he's scared of being, he's going to lose that. And I want to tell the women in Dublin that they should come out. I can only hear the men's voice. No woman is speaking. I don't know what is wrong with them. Igwa meeting or Ohanaeze is quite different from Biafra. Biafra is a country, and Igwa meeting is just an ethnic group meeting inside Biafra. So they should forget about their differences and come out and support this Biafra, because this is our fatherland we are fighting about, for Christ's sake. And it must happen, no matter who says no. So they should come out and say something. Let us support our men. Let us tell them that we are here to pray for them, that we are here to support them, that we are the mothers, we are the wives, to pray for them so that they will go and come back victorious. I don't know what is wrong with them. Let them know that we are Biafrans, that we are not going anywhere, and Biafra has come to stay and must stay. Hell Biafra. Long live Biafra. Biafra must stay, no matter who says no. That's what I want to say.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. You're a brave lady.
Please, hold on for my husband.
Thank you.
Hello, director.
Yes, you're welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is GB from Waterford.
Thank you very much. You're a good man. Go ahead.
Director, you know, I've been listening to this program this evening, and I get so angry about what I'm hearing from Dublin. I'm highly disappointed by people who are living in Dublin. You know, I want to tell you that strong people fight for themselves. The stronger people fight for others. Director, your name will be immortalized. Immortality is the genius to move people long after you yourself have stopped moving. You see, I want to tell every Biafran today that when the British people came to Nigeria, the Igbos were the last people that fall to the British colony. It was in Nsukka in 1910, 4 years before the purported amalgamation of Nigeria. So I don't see why we, at this very time, we have been strong from the beginning of time, and Biafra is going to be realized. If we continue with the way we are, we have started today, in the next very near future, we will get our Biafra. I know that you will be confronted with a lot of questions, Director, but don't mind them. That is normal. There are a lot of people who are skeptical. You see, when David killed Goliath, a lot of people named their children David. But today, I have not heard about anybody whose name is Goliath. So, Director, I thank you, and God will bless you.
Thank you very much. Yes, very well. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. My dear brother, I have something to say. Our dear sister, Rita Nibok, is waiting on the line as well, and we ask her to wait. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. My name is Kenneth Richiku Onyedikam. I'm living here in Dublin. Director, I want to address the man that is standing in there with our coordinator here in Dublin. I want to address him. I want to let him know that whatever he know in Dublin, that we, the Biafrans living here in Dublin, know far better than him. We know all the things that is happening here in Dublin, all the criminalities and all the things that the people that are doing. So we are not going to look on the things that we see here in Dublin and stop pushing the Biafra that is our right. I want to address the man that he has lost the plot. Whatever he has in his mind is kind of a thing of selfish interest. That the questions that he want to be convinced with shows that he's a coward, shows that he has no mind of his own, that his stupidity will lead him to a pot of soup. I want to tell the man that here in Dublin, that if he has a children, those children, they are receiving child benefit, while other kids, other young people in the Biafra land are selling their children. That is the kind of thing such a man should see and start thinking of how to make the life, the same type of life that that this country have given to the children, that his own children that are not biologically Irish. to enjoy in this country that they are living, that those children in Biafra land will still have the same right to have such things being given to them. I want to address the man that even here in this country that he's living, that the social welfare office or the social welfare that they are collecting was not something that comes from the war that they fought. It comes from the struggling of people before it will come to him.
Okay, I'm going to come to you. We are here. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? We took a call on the phone, he's not saying anything. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, hello, my director. This is, I can hear you, my director.
Go ahead.
Okay. Hello?
Turn hello? Your system down. That is why you're hearing two voices. Turn your system down and you speak
hello.
To me.
Okay, hello, director. My name is Emeka Augustin Akubur, calling from Qatar.
Yes, go
from
ahead.
Anambra State.
Go ahead.
Anambra State. My director, I commend you so well. You're doing a marvelous work. I am calling with regards regarding the caller from Dublin asking you irrelevant and foolish questions, and I am happy you responded so well the way it should. And I wonder why people that are well fed and reasonable will come up with such a question asking you if you've made consultations without making due research, without knowing what Biafra is all about. When you mention Biafra, Biafra includes all groups within that region. And it's something that he should have known before asking you, have you made consultation? I don't see. I wonder who he is. And I think he's really an imbecile, director. And actually, Qatar here would do much possible best to see to come up with the task given to us, because this struggle is for us all, not just individual. And I wonder why some people would say you should convince. What is to convince here? This is our freedom. Are you convincing? You convince one if you want to do business. This is not business. This is all about our freedom, and that we will not know. You know. So, my director, I commend you again. Continue your good work, and God will surely bless you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We are passing on your number as well to Ike Chukwenyago to make sure that Qatar lives up to the expectations. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Let's swap over and go to somebody from Waterford. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? No, they are not saying anything. They are not saying anything. We don't know what is happening. Can you give us your name and where you are, please? The caller on the phone.
Hello, director. Good evening.
Good evening.
This is Mr. Lawrence Ale from I'm calling from Tawana, from Enugu State in Kano, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Thank you, director. Just to thank you and your whole board of Radio Biafra. Can you hear me, director?
Loud and clear. Please go ahead. We can hear you.
Thank you, director. I'm just showing my concern. I'm calling from Taiwan here. And I'm very happy of what you are doing for us.
Yes, we are listening. Go ahead. Don't stop talking. Go ahead.
Okay, director. I'm just want to say something about the guy who just make me annoyed. I have never called before. Director, I call back. Hold on.
This is Radio Biafra. We'll continue to take your calls. We'll continue to. Yes, you need to finish up. Please go ahead.
Yes, director. Thank you so much. Once again, my name is Kenedri Chukwonyedika here in Dublin. I want to tell all the indigenous people of Biafra in this group in Dublin that man whatever his name, he's been banned. No matter, even if he repents 100 times over, he will not be part of us. He will not be a member of this organization and this freedom fighting from Dublin. He will not. I repeat, he will not. He can go, and when Biafra come, we know where he belong, and we give him the seat where he belong. He will not be part of us, and he will never be welcome in this gathering. No matter how he might be, no matter how the profile he might hold in the society, this man will not be part of us. This man will not share or will not put hand in the same pot with us. As long as Biafra in Dublin is concerned, I stand as a member of this organization or this group in Dublin, and I have decreed it. Nobody, if anybody from anywhere bring this man to this gathering, that person himself, whoever he is, no, even if he's the coordinator, will be removed. And I stand on that. That man will not be part of us. That man have insulted Dublin. That man have insulted Biafrans in Dublin, and we will not take him in. So anybody that is calling in respect of what that man said should treat that man as a saboteur, should treat that man as a fool, should treat that man as somebody that is not one of us. We are not going to condone evil. We are not going to welcome people that will bring disgrace to our nation, Biafra. We are people, and we have been working so hard to make sure that the same life that we have in this country, that people, our brothers and sisters back home, will have the same life. And such man who collects social welfare that do not contribute to the economy of this country or whatsoever, that did not know how these people start giving their own citizens, their children, what is called today child benefit, come into this country and start collecting such money and enjoying using such money to build house and going to wherever he may come from and think that he's a rich man. Such person is a poor person in this country. I say it again on behalf of Biafrans in Dublin, this man, whoever he is, whatever status he holds in the society, will not be welcome among us.
I agree with you. Thank you very much. I agree with you. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have a caller on the line? Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra. They are not listening. They are not listening. It's unfortunate. They are not listening. This is Radio Biafra. We have another of our brothers here, and we shall listen to him in a second. Let us go to the line. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, hello, director. This is Obiemebe calling from Sweden.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I think this man from Dublin is like diverting our attention from the issue of the day. Yeah, some people like that will still call and make a whole lot of statements they would like to make, but at the end of the day, it might want to be the discussion for the whole day. Yeah, just as they took most of his own forefathers into slavery, he really loved it and he wants to continue in this slavery. He probably, if he should go to the museums in Dublin where he is, then he will still see some of the evidence of all the things that were taken away from Africa. So it's like he loved it there and he wants to remain there. Then I'm still promising him one day he will be old, and probably I pray he is older, more than, he's even older than maybe let's say 170 in his years on this earth, so that by then he will be the oldest black man on earth, and he will be in the museums. He will also be in the museum in Dublin and in Ireland, where people will be paying money to be seeing the old fool. So, director, please don't let's talk about this man too, and don't let allow this man to take most of our time. There are very vital and cogent issues to deal with than discussing a lunatic. Thank you very much, director.
Thank you.
And,
thank you for that.
Keep the good work going.
Of course, we have to. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have a caller on Skype?
Hello, good evening, director.
Good evening. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Mrs. Ago. I'm from Arondizog, Igbo Ezulo.
Please go ahead.
I want to say thank you for all the work you are doing. In fact, I'm a bit angry with this man that is speaking from Dublin. I haven't seen such a person. He's just trying to tarnish the image of people who have been trying and struggling and doing work on behalf of Dublin. You know, when they say Dublin, you think that everybody's out, but it's just few people who are struggling, few people who have stand out to call a Biafran, and so many of them are there. They don't want to support. And he came in this evening and begin to say all manner of things, which he's not supposed to say as a Biafran. And he's an Igbo man. So he should be a Biafran. Anybody that see an Igbo man that remove himself to be a Biafran, I pray that God will forgive that person. I don't know the reason why they should come there and come and say something that will demoralize other people, even the people who are doing work there, who are trying all their best, trying to bring shame to Dublin people who have been working tirelessly. I just want to say that man, what he has done this night is for him and for his family, because he has taken the position he wants for himself, because we are going to get Biafra. He has no right to ask question, that kind of question, because he has to go and listen to all the broadcasts that have been done. And then before he can be able to come and ask question. When you come to ask question, it means that you have done your research so that you can be able to stand the only question you are asking. So, but I want to speak to the women. The women in Dublin, I'm not hearing anybody. Nobody's speaking from that place. Apart from the lady they called Ezemwany. Apart from that lady that has spoken and the woman from Cameroon, that's all the people I've heard. And I know that our coordinators and national coordinator and some of the people I know there, they all have wives, so they have to come out. Director used to say that if you don't have anybody, you and your family and even of the unborn baby should start the Biafran. So where are the women? Where are the wives of our coordinators? Where are the wives of our national coordinator? Where are the wives of our PRO? Where are they? They have to come out there and begin to put a tree there, a Biafran tree in Dublin. Because I know one day all these people that are doing this thing, they will surely come out. And when they come out, they have to join. They are not going to be the people that are going to start it, but they are going to be the people, they are going to join those who have already started it. So we must not go and seek them. You have to come out now, the women. Please, I'm calling you to come out and join this race. We must not look back for what we are doing. We have to support our director. He's doing quite well. He's doing quite well. He's working tirelessly. He's doing this for Biafra. Who has done this before? Tell me. Who has done this before that will lead his family? Every day he's on air. Every day he's speaking. It's only God that is giving him all the strength to do this. And nobody should let him down. Nobody should talk down on him. Those people who are speaking, that those who have no sense, I know if we may be their father by Hausa men, because people from an Igbo man, typical, will not speak the way that man speak this night. But let it be for him and his God. He's going to suffer it. He will. And time is coming very soon.
Of course.
We are going home. Anybody who is still doubting, anybody who thinks that we are going to bring a wine and whatever to him, for him to believe that Biafra is coming, he's wasting his time. He's going to wait very, very long time, because we are not going to do that. So it's better you come now and join this movement before the boss goes over you. So, director, please, I'm just a little bit angry this night. So I don't like what that man has done, but I want you to continue what you are doing. No matter what they throw at you, I know you are capable, and God is strengthening you. Good night, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Well spoken. Do we have a caller on the line, on the phone?
Yeah, no.
Turn your system down and give us your name and where you're calling from. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, hello. Good evening, director. This is Okora George from France.
Okora for George from France.
Yeah, director, I just want to congratulate us for the effort we are making. And just to use the opportunity to share something concerning the Dublin people, because what you said to them maybe may be annoying, because there are some people that are working that are working with us since we started this race. So because of one person or the other, you use this thing to say something. So
and to advise us that anybody that call now still comment on what that man said to us. I just want to advise people that all know that what the man said is not good to us. So let that one not distract us. Let's continue for the redemption of the task given to us. I hope we are making progress before the call came in. So I expected all the people now be talking of the how to redeem, how to make sure the fund have been raised, and not forget about what the man said to distract us. So let us hear from other countries, from coordinators and other people. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. This is Radio Biafra. We are going to go to the line in a minute. After this call, Rita is waiting, so is HMF4. The caller on the line, give us your name and where you are. We are Radio Biafra.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Yes, good evening from Dublin.
This is Okafor, calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to speak on behalf of that. I don't know what I'm going to call that man that just speak now. All those are the saboteurs that we have in our land. And all those people, we need to put them down first before we talk of in our land, they are watching everything that is happening. They are asking you if you are consulted. They don't they know where the Biafra land started from? Do anybody need to convince them? Do anyone need to convince that fool that this is the struggle of Biafra that we are fighting for? How can he be asking if you have consulted people just speaking rubbish?
Let me stay where you are. Let me add to it. Stay where you are. Are you listening to me? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? No, he's gone. I wanted to say that somebody from Cross River rang me today. From Ireland. Do you know what he told me? That I don't need to preach to him about Biafra. That Biafra belongs to all of us. Today, the person is in Ireland. And he's going home to take this message to his own people at home. And a so-called Igbo person chasing benefit in Dublin, telling us, have you consulted other people? I don't know. I feel sorry for these people, honestly speaking. Uche Mefo, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, please proceed. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much for the wonderful work you're doing there in Ireland. And I thank all Biafrans in the Republic of Ireland who have been very steadfast and forthcoming in proclaiming Biafra without fear or favor. I want to remind you, call your attention to the fact that we must remain focused, because people like or in the position of that man that called now know what they are doing. They want to disrupt the program itself. They want to divert attention. You see, the problem with our people is that we lack the community service mindset to serve our land, to serve our people. Everybody is on his own. We are typically selfish to the core. We think about our families and how much we come out of what we are doing. But this is Biafra, and it is not about Igbo. It is not about what we can, it's not about buying and selling. We are here talking about the remembrance, the honoring of the memories of millions of Biafrans, heroes and heroines who paid the ultimate price that we may live. The kind of man that spoke from Dublin asking questions about whether we have met consultation is not the kind of people we want. We do not want them. To hell with him. And so you must focus on the highlights of the program, and we have to continue on it. Anybody who is against Biafra is not for Biafra. Anybody who is against Radio Biafra is not for Radio Biafra. Anybody who is against indigenous people of Biafra is not for indigenous people of Biafra. It is not for Biafra. and therefore we do not have respect for such person. That is the reason why our culture is drifting away, our people are losing their direction, and everybody is scattered, including myself. We have run away from our land, and foreigners are taking over. If you doubt what I'm saying, at least in Anambra State, go to Awka, go to Enugu, go to several other places. You see how some people who are security men make guard. They speak Igbo, they speak our local languages, they know us more than we know ourselves. They are, anytime they want to attack us, they will attack us and get away with it. They know everything about our villages, but our own people are running away. That is the mistake we have made for being overambitious. And that is what we want to correct. Not only that, we will continue to represent the interests of our people. We want to make sure that the memories of our heroes and heroines who paid the ultimate price that we may live must not be forgotten. They must not be forgotten. They will be honored. And eventually, Biafra must be restored in truth and honesty, not based on prevarication, not based on one leg in the zoo today and one leg in Biafra. That man and those in his position, in his category, do not have any place in Biafra. They do not have any place in the restoration of Biafra agenda. And therefore, we must ignore them. We must ignore them. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much for that, teacher. Before we are going straight over to Rita Anebog, who is with us. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening to our brothers and sisters that are there in the studio with you. And I want to thank all Biafrans that have called in tonight. I say more grease to your elbow. My name is Rita Nibogu. I am from Suka in Enugu State, and I'm calling from the zoo. I am very, very angry. I am very, very angry. But because of the efforts of over 1 billion Biafrans in the diaspora, I will not cry tonight. Just because of a statement from one demented Igbo man that stays in Dublin. I know if you find out that man has never visited Biafra land in the past 20 years. He is not a Biafran. He may be an Igbo man, but he's not a Biafran. Sometimes you find Igbos who claim to know more than every other person. They ask you questions that children cannot even ask. They will want to show that they know everything. At the end of it all, they will end up fooling themselves. And I want to tell that man, because I know that he is listening to my voice, that the blood of the innocent Biafrans that are being slaughtered daily here in Nigeria will chase after him. And I want to beg him never again to speak, never again to call him. Because if we curse him, the curse will go after him and he may not come back home alive. Let him keep his peace and let him stay in Dublin forever and ever. And I want to assure him that the education that he feels that he's giving to his children free of charge in that strange land, that when we get Biafra, our children will get times 100 over what his children are getting now. And our children will be freeborns, where his children will remain slaves all over their entire life in that strange land. I don't want him to take our time, because he is a fool and he will die a fool. If he's not a fool, he would have known that his people are dying daily in his fatherland. He would have known that the House of Fulanis are raping his mothers, his sisters, his aunties in Biafra land. He would have known that our people are being carried home, begged from the north every day.
one was just carried home 2 days ago from Kebbi, and they called me to say, Sister Rita, they lost another Ebony State. I said, fools, go home and bury him. As long as you continue to stay in a strange land, as long as you continue to feel comfortable being a slave, that is how they will be killing you. Those of them in the north, each time they call me, I will tell them to stop calling me, because I have cried enough, because I've campaigned enough. For those of them who want to die, they will die. Those who want to come back alive, they have all come back. I don't know if you guys know that those of them in Maiduguri, by today, they cannot come home. There is no way we can go and help them because they are locked up. They are locked up. There is no going in. There is no coming out. You cannot even call them on phone to know how they are. It is happening in Kebbi. It is happening all over the northern part of Nigeria. And our people are there in diaspora and are asking stupid questions. When your people die every day and you are comfortable drinking tea and taking butter and bread, and you call yourself an Igbo man.
Hello?
Back. Woe betide of any Igbo that want to drag us back.
Thank you.
Let me give you my report.
Thank you. Go ahead, please.
Let me give you my report and I go and sleep. I want to give report as per our office in Biafra land.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, those in Senegal, those in Congo, they have sent in their money.
That's good.
Countries have sent in their money. And I want to use this opportunity, this medium, to beg each and every one of them, the coordinators in Ghana, in South Africa, Ivory Coast, in Morocco, especially in Nigeria, in Mozambique, and in Benin Republic. Please, we need this money tomorrow. We need this money tomorrow. If you feel that you are working too hard for your country, I will tell you that when you say you will not work again, God will even raise stones to stop him in Biafra land. God will raise stones to help us out. I don't want any of these coordinators to give us any excuse. We want to pay for that office and nothing will stop us. If Senegal can send in their money, it was just announced yesterday and their money has come in. If Congo, just about yesterday and their money has come in, I will not take any excuse from any coordinator. I will not take any excuse from any coordinator. We want to get this done and nothing is stopping us. And I want to bring to your notice that our president is not in Gabon. He's not in Gabon at all. He's not in Cameroon. He's not in Mali. He's in Gambia. Are we saying that we don't have the Afrans in countries? If you hear and you stay back, if you hear and you stay back, don't forget, on if you are comfortable outside and we are dying in Nigeria, by the time you come back home and you can't find us alive, your brothers and sisters are there, I know you will be bad. You feel the pain. And when you go, they decide never to come back again. Please, now that we are still alive, come and help us. We need your help. Because we are suffering, our people are suffering. Our people are dying daily. Some news may not get to you. It has gotten to a level that our people have started eating lizards. Our people have started picking lizards from the gutter to eat because we are suffering. Thank you and God bless.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. That was our sister, people from Congo and Senegal are contributing to the fight back home. And others are asking us here, are we consulting people? Oh, dear Lord. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Please turn your system down, madam, if you may, and speak to the world. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
My name is Ngozi Gochukwu. I'm calling from Waterford.
Thank you very much. You're welcome to the program.
I just want to thank you so much for whatever you are doing. This man from Dublin that have called before, a lot of people have been calling and cursing him. I'm just pitying that man. I don't want to curse him. I never cursed my elder in my life. I don't want to curse him. But a lot of people have cursed him already. But I'm just want to tell you very, thank you very much and continue doing what you are doing. I have, I say, Nandi kana siwa ni nata bani bianata o onye wane ya boroku no gabiana o biadiwa ni menu o Nandi kana siga ni wado bani nata ba o onye wane ya boroku no gazana o biadiwa ni menu o isiga ni wado be kai nata ba. Onye nwanne ya kpọrọ oku na ọ ya aza obi adịghị anyị ma anyị akwado na onye achọkwa na ị na-ata anya n'ụlọ ya n'ebe a. The person should stay there and die there as our sister has said.
Thank you.
We are getting ready to come home land.
Thank you very much.
May the Lord Almighty continue to guide and protect you and no weapon formed that fashion against you, you will prosper in the mighty name of Jesus.
That amen.
God will be in front. The Lord will be at your side. He will be at your back. All over you. All the road must abide for you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Keep on going. Keep on going. Nandini danyi mbo mbo. Nandini danyi mbo mbo. Nye kinyerez na mada pori na ya. Mbo nye kinyerez na mada pori na ya. Mbo mbo. Keep on the good Lord.
Thank you.
And may the Lord bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. You're a good lady. Thank you very much for that. You, for your very kind words. We must continue to take calls. Somebody wanted to speak here. Do you still have the microphone? This is Radio BF after this call. Please, I plead. And I crave your indulgence. You will give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
My name is Peter Ewu, the coordinator of COG.
Thank you.
From
please, go ahead.
In Nkweli local government area, one local government area, formerly Nkweli.
Thank you
Director,
very much.
Director, God will bless you. God will protect you, Director. I am very, very disappointed for what that man in Dublin, what he said. Director, you know, everywhere you go, you must have Judas. Judas is everywhere. That man alone cannot draw us back. Biafrans all over the world support you. Director, there is some people, as you have said, there is Biafran in Ireland. There is Biafran in Cork. There is Biafran in Waterford. There is Biafran all over Ireland. That man alone cannot stop our movement. Director, anywhere you go, there is Biafrans. One man alone cannot stop us. And the Libonatinu Sofonye Sheroha or Herie or Hashiri Ofonye or Gerichalie. That man cannot face Biafrans in Ireland if we come after him. That man is bringing cause to his family, to his children. But those children, their hands are clean. But I pray that God will not use the sin of that man to judge the children. But that God will judge that man alone. He will suffer. He will suffer for what he have done, not his children. God will bless his children. But that man himself, a lot of people all over the world, the whole Biafrans, have speak against him. I wonder what kind of man is that? He wants to bring bad name to Ireland. It can never happen. There is Biafrans here. That man cannot do what other Biafrans will do in Cork, in Ireland, in Waterford, in Dublin. Even that place, even that stadium, those men, those Biafran with you, are with you there. I trust them. And Director, I trust you. I'm not afraid. There's no question you cannot answer. You can't even stay to answer your own question. And those that are cowards don't wait to answer questions. They will fight and run. You should have stayed there and answered your own question as well, since he's a man. Director, please, continue what you are doing. For the sake of Biafrans, other Biafrans in Ireland, please.
Thank you, of course. The Biafrans are here.
Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We have Biafrans in Dublin, and one of them is going to speak.
I'm not saying it because of any other thing, is that the high rate of Igbo people fathered by Hausa men, the high incidence of it in Dublin is too much. Or maybe they all grew up in Yoruba land and imbibed Yoruba culture. They're here scrambling and they don't know where they come from. We didn't even know that they brought somebody home. Everybody calls Rita Nibok back home. They call her to tell her what is happening because they know she represents the truth. They know she represents Biafra back home, a genuine Biafra, not Biafra of hotel and hostel. I don't blame this idiot. I blame Wazirike. If he had done what we planned to do by now, who would be talking to these idiots? Please go ahead, my dear brother. You can speak now. Go ahead.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra listening to this gospel tonight. May you remember us. Please, this man called from Dublin will not draw us back of what we are discussing before he joined us. But before I proceed, my name is Okudele. I'm from Ihe, in all local government, Enugu State of Biafra. That man is not worthy to be an Enugu man. I don't know Enugu people as people that lack behind.
Yes, Rita Nibok is from Enugu.
I know Enugu people are people of action. Even Elechi and all those politicians, they know us even when we are there. Epulemadu, we used to worry his boy those days. But I'm thank God of today. That man living in Ireland here in Dublin think he's living in heaven. He's not living in heaven. His children is here and the family is here. He has family back home as well. Probably he was a kind of aborigine in Enugu before he left to Dublin. We don't know him, but we get to know him. We know who is in his house. We get his contact. We can't deal with him. He lives in Dublin where people have fought for the citizen. He lives in where he enjoys electricity and good load. Go back home and see how our load be. People are not seeing electricity. People are not access to anything. He thought he's in heaven because he was enjoying probably social welfare or whatever. I think he's a human being. People fought for this nation. People fought British. People laid their life. People shed their blood for the people to be free. And he's here living in a two-bedroom apartment thinking he's there. He's not there. My fellow Biafrans all over the whole world, we know that history will surely repeat itself. We have to be aware of green snake and green glass around us. We have people like them during the war, and we have to beware of people like them in our present time. We have Ifajuna, and I don't know whether he fathered the same father that fathered Ifajuna fathered him. People like him in our midst, we started from them. In Dublin here, I will make sure I will get his contact and I will make sure I will place his number to the Lado Biafra and people will link him and give him serious warning. Anytime he repeat this kind of comment, I will show all Biafrans that I will be the first person to knock in his door. What I left behind is still with me. It's not because people are seeing me in Dublin and seeing the kind of holy water I'm passing. People who knows me know what I'm up to. People who knows me there in Enugu knows what I'm up to. And I'm showing you. You, Mr. Listener, I know you are listening to Lado Biafra now in my friend's house. Beware. Be careful. I said it again. Be careful. Ireland will not contain we and you if you not take your time. You don't have to insult people of Biafra in Ireland. Don't let the world think that everybody in Ireland is like you. We are moving train. We don't look for anybody. If your parents or your family don't have iron in their body, they don't die. I assure you, they will surely die. If you are safe here in Ireland, your people is not safe in Enugu, in Nkanu, where you belong. I know Nkanu, and I thought I know your village, even if case may not take, because I was born and I brought up in Enugu. I was a Enugu. I don't want to go far, but what I'm trying to tell you, don't insult us. You can go ahead and enjoy
your
benefit. Enjoy APC.
Join APC.
People are calling our sister Ngozi and Bogu, reporting to her, a woman for that matter, what is going on in the zoo. And you are here telling her to consult. Maybe you want to consult your father or your mother to tell her that we are coming back to take what belongs to us. So my dear listeners, fellow Biafrans, please don't be upset. We people in Ireland, we are strong and we are solidly behind little Biafrans. We are going back to our previous discussion before this Ifajuna brother came in. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. He says Ifajuna brother. We have a caller on the line. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello, my director.
Yes.
My name is Charles Ibebuba. I'm calling from Cork.
Thank you very much. Please, you're welcome to the program. You're a good man. Go ahead.
I know, my director. I want to use this opportunity to thank you for the work you are doing for us. Thank you. May God bless you, my director.
Thank you very much. And you too.
My
thank
director,
you.
One person can never bring a shame to our people in Ireland. All I want to say to all the Dublin people, let me thank the Dublin people, all our brothers over there. I thank you for the job you are doing to taking care of our director. This idiot can never give us a bad name in Ireland entirely. Please, my brother, no, I have said what I want to say, that you have told the guy. We want to know the name of that idiot. His name and his number. Just place the number on our Facebook there. We'll go after him. And I want to use this opportunity to announce our meeting coming up on Sunday, our normal time, our normal place. Director, I want to thank you for everything you have done in Ireland, and I wish you safe journey if you are going back tomorrow.
Thank you.
My greeting go to your family and the board of members of the Radio Biafra.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Wish you good luck. Bye.
Bana, bye.
Yeah.
Is it because of what happened? Is that why people from Dublin are coming now? Is it because of what you had on the air? That some deceivers are here. All of a sudden they are coming to redeem Dublin. They are here. We have Biafrans before us. We have Biafrans here. Some of them are with us. Some of them are with us. Some of them who are also outside are not with us, but they are here in our studios. Maybe to redeem those that have erred and sinned. Let us go to the line. If we pick your call, you turn your system down, speak to us via the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are, please.
Hello, I'm Okio Biafra, calling from Waterford.
Are you our coordinator in Waterford?
Yes.
You say so. This is your radio station, okay? When you come here, you say who you are. You are the coordinator of Waterford. That's what I want to hear.
That's correct.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Director, I want to congratulate you for all the good work we have been doing so far. The last caller that called, not the last caller, the one that created the scene, I don't want to talk much about it because I don't think it's worth saying much about, because our sister Rita have said it all, that is demented. And such demented person should not take up our time. Alright? I want to use the opportunity to say to him, wherever he is right now, that I strongly believe that we all are Biafrans. Alright? In his heart, if he sleep and wake up in his heart, he is a Biafran. And for him to stand and lie to himself, lie to his mother, lied to his father or lied to his people and become a betrayer and a Jew that will be affront. He should sleep and think over it. Whatever he is, every Biafran, whatever we are doing, I don't think we should work on him because he's a betrayer. I am truly disappointed to hear someone like that, a true born bona fide citizen of Biafra, who say such thing on international radio Biafra. And I strongly believe that one day Tukur Abiyama will touch his heart and he will repent. I don't believe that he has taken enough of our time. More than 1 hour, we have keep on saying exactly what about the commotion that such a demented person has caused. I think we should forget about that and move on because okay. He doesn't worth it.
He's not worth it. Biafrans are here, and we are pleased that they came to our studios. They are here. There are Biafrans in Dublin. And we're happy to have them here. They are here with us.
I strongly believe that. Inside your heart, every Igbo man in Dublin is a Biafran. But the fact is that not many of them want to accept it. And they don't realize the reality of it yet. But I hope that Tukur Abiyama will touch your heart for them to realize the reality of what you are doing. You would have put your life in danger, put your life of your family in danger. You have no life anymore than fighting for Biafra. You are dying waterfall, everybody sees it. Every question that anybody asks, you are capable of answering that question. And I don't know the school you went to, but I think your school is the greatest so far.
Thank you. It's Government College of Mwanya. That's where Chinua Achebe went to school. That's where Cyprian Ekwensi went to school. And unfortunately, also Ken Sarawiwa. Thank you very much. You're kind. Thank you.
I was hoping that you went to school of Biafra.
Oh, I've been studying it for 17 years, so you must know. I've been reading Biafra and nothing else for 17 years. When people come to me and ask me silly questions, oh, have you consulted A, B, or C? I want to push them under a moving train. What have I been doing for 17 years? Have I been spending 17 years claiming benefit or spending 17 years claiming child benefit or housing benefit in Dublin? For 17 years, I've been doing nothing else than studying my country and how to be free. Thank you very much for calling and God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you too.
Thank you. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Sometimes we're a bit brutal, but we have to be. Because we don't run from the truth. And the barrister must concur. Barrister Mamis is with us, please. The barrister, can you hear me? You must come in, please.
Thank you, Director. Thank you. I'm sure. Are you hearing me?
Loud and clear, please proceed.
Thank you, Director. Only thing I can say is this. Uneasy lies the head that wears the crown. Let's draw a line under this particular topic. Let me change into a different direction, Director. There is one of our Biafran fellow who called and suggested, instead of going to churches every Sunday, let us do it here on Radio Biafra, as has been suggested by Director. Here is our station, and here is where we worship, and it's Radio Biafra. Let us take this upon us, Director, because if we don't, everything is in our hands. We have to preach and direct accordingly. Remember, a Yoruba man is now complaining in one of the news you read that the number of Christianity is reducing. That means his pocket will also reduce. Because in the Islamic nation, they will bribe you to join them. Christianity will want you to come to church and donate. That is why they are winning converts so quickly. Because Islam, the Muslim, are using Biafra money to bribe our people to join in. And of course, they are not working. There is nothing for them to do. They are being bribed and tempted by money. And that is why they are crossing the carpet and going over to the Muslims. What we do, Director, is for us to be doing Radio Biafra here every Sunday. We come early and do it. So take it that Sunday service will be twice a day, in the morning and then in the evening. so that we can worship Chukwu Abiyama. Put our people into notice and tell them that all they have been hearing all these donkey's years are falsehood and fabrication about Jesus and the rest of it. As director will put it, what happened to the Old Testament? They'll tell you, embrace the New Testament, everything is new. All these are what we call brainwash. They'll tell you, Yeshua is a different human being. A guy said, somebody came to your land, killed your mommy and killed your daddy and killed your children, and gave you their own religion for you to worship. You are now servicing and worshiping the religion of your killers. It does not sit well when I think of it. Director, I would want and wish everybody to concentrate about this church every Sunday here on Radio Biafra. Let us not give too much broadcast about this guy who made a stupid mistake. Let's forget him. We have given him enough airtime. Let's talk about something constructive. Let's talk about the Germans who are donating 2 buses for Biafrans. Let us talk about how the Biafrans in London embraced the 2000 put on their head. And I will still argue, as one of my fellow Biafrans said, why should a whole America be given 1,000 to pay?
And the English barrister, is to give them some spare money for hamburger. They have to eat hamburger. Hamburger, that's the problem.
Don't we eat chips and don't eat chicken. That the whole people of United Kingdom.
Barrister, do you know what flattens me with the chicken, barrister? How can you buy 3 pieces of chicken with chips and drink for £2? I was asking them, where did you get this chicken from? Why is it so cheap? They say, do I want to eat it or not? I said, it's too cheap. Where I come from, I only eat chicken once a year on Christmas Day. And here, you can buy a whole chicken for £1. How is that possible? But they said it's the Western world. And it attacks what we taste anyway. This is Radio Biafra. The barrister said we must pray to Chukwu Abiyama and we'll do so every Sunday. Barrister has spoken and it will be done. Every Sunday we'll have a service, morning service and afternoon service. We'll preach the word of God. We want to see if indeed Chukwu Abiyama is with us. We want to also tell people that we can preach this gospel. Not just the gospel of Biafra, but the original gospel. According to the scriptures, we want to reveal things to you you never knew before. We will even bring on board the apocryphal texts, the ones they did not include. All the gospels they abandoned, we'll bring them in and let you know the true word. And now they said they can marry each other, isn't it?
Yeah.
Eh? Eh, now, you can join hands together. Men.
Yeah.
And if I'm shaving my mustache, you're shaving, I'll be shaving yours as well. I'm calling you darling. Shaving your mustache. Iberibe warrior. There was one law when I was growing up, I'll never forget. And I will tell you every blessed day. I asked them and I said, you said there is a place called the New Testament. And I said, they said yes. He said the old shall become new. They said yes. I said, where did God speak? There. Nobody is disputing the fact that God appeared to Moses, not once, not twice. I think about it on 3 occasions. One as a burning bush, if you remember. The other one on Mount Sinai. I don't know where else God appeared. I think he struck the rock with anger and something happened. What was the commandment from God to man? He will return. What was God's command? Not interpretation, not old things have now become new and new things have become old. What did God say? Not man. Not God went into St. Agnes. Agnes wrote something down. God is inspired by spirit. What did God say? Chukwu Abiyama. Thou shall have no other God but me. I am a jealous God. Don't share my glory with anybody else. That was what God said. And that is what I believe in. Every other rubbish that I talk about is pure bunkum. It's man-made. There may be uncircumcised people telling you who is circumcised about God. Arrow. Abomination. Pew. pure abomination. Osita is with us. He's on the line. He's from Thailand. He is one of us. And he's coming home with us. You will go on. This is Radio Biafra. Osita, can you hear me? No, he cannot. Osita cannot hear me. He was not. He, of course, he can. Osita, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. This is amazing. He cannot hear me. It's unfortunate. Let's go. Since we're in Ireland, let's do and take Irish calls. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
My director, Ran Mandy. Good evening.
Good evening.
This is Lillian Ibebuwu calling from Cork.
Thank you very much.
I want to use this opportunity to thank you for what you're doing, how you are enriching us in Ireland. And I want to also thank your crew back in England and all the coordinators and whoever that is putting this together. Like Barrister said, we won't waste our time on that man that spoke the way he did. But I want to actually talk to his friend that invited him to his house to come and make such comment. I'm saying, Mister, I don't know why you have that kind of friend. Seriously. The thing is, if there's something I've learned from your coming here, it's about the kind of friend we keep. You know, the fact that you came here enlightened me, educated me. It's not like I wasn't a believer or anything, but it actually took me to a level. And then I kind of reshuffle reconsider who my friends are. Because anybody that is opposing what you're doing, the good thing you're doing, trying to fight for your freedom or take what God has already given to you, and that person is opposing you. I'm just telling you, our friend there, disregard that person. Just leave him. He's not your friend. That so-called friend, quote, is you don't need it. You don't need it. He's not your friend. So the same thing is applicable to me, like I said. I know who my friends are, my real friends. I know who they are. If they cannot support me that I'm trying to do something right by taking what is rightfully mine and then stopping them from killing our children and putting them on hunger strike, dying of kwashiorkor and stuff like that, then you're not my friend. So just leave that kind of person. As I'm saying it now, you can just chase him out from your house or whatever. You don't. You need, if you have one good friend, it's enough for you than having 1 million friends that are just with you because you are doing the wrong thing. One friend is enough for you. You go to Facebook, you see we have millions of Biafrans, strong Biafrans that can help you achieve what you want, that can help you achieve what Chukwu Abiyama has already given you. So disregard those people that call themselves your friend and make new ones. There are tons of them that believe in what you believe. So Barrister say, we can't wait much time on rubbish. Disregard those friends. They are not your friends, my friend.
Thank you very much.
I want to thank you, and I wish you a safe journey tomorrow as you're leaving Ireland. And I pray that whatever you left with us here, we continue to stay with us. Thank you, and God bless you and your family.
Thank you very much, and you too as well. God will bless the Bubugu family, the Awuzies, the Agos, Uche Chukwu and the family, Brown and the family, Oswofia and the family, and also going to Waterford. The same blessing shall be bestowed upon the family of OK, our coordinator, and also Ndubisi. All of you who are working tirelessly in truth and honesty, seeking the restoration of your lost sovereignty, Chukwu Abiyama must reward you. You are doing the work of God, not of man. They asked me today, why have you people forgotten the dead? And we assured them that as long as we live, as long as we pursue this very battle, we do it to honor them. Those that gave us this name, those that fell, those that gave us dignity, those that fell under the banner of the rising sun, it will get up again and we will carry it, not only into battle, but also into victory. because Biafra must stand. Biafra is with us, and it must stand. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are.
Hello, Director, good evening. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, please. We can hear you. Go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Hello, Director, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
What is happening?
No, they cannot hear us. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yes, Director, good morning here in Taiwan.
You are calling from Taiwan. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Thank you, Director. I have called you before, but I get a little upset and I try not to talk. You try to calm down myself. About the boy, the guy, I don't know if he's a man or a boy, calling from the place you are now and say he's from Nkano and talk rubbish. I don't think that guy is from Nkano because we don't live like that. We don't live cowardly. We are Biafrans, and Biafrans don't talk like idiots. And maybe like our sister said, maybe that guy have been in abroad for a while and never tried to go back home and see what is going on. I've been listening to you, Director. All you are doing is very good and well done. We appreciate. You know, we are very far away here in Taiwan, and we are trying also to organize our brothers here. But the same thing they are complaining about, they're calling police or reporting people that is calling police for people that does not have the documents. It's another issue of a problem we are facing here in Taiwan. Nobody want to come out. Nobody want to talk about it. Even it's a lot of cowards, you know. People try to ask, was Rinke this? I said, I have sent a lot of messages to a lot of people, and nobody still try to compromise. If we even try to bring them out, nobody want to come out. But I have listened to the radio since last year, and I haven't been able to call in. I thank you, Director, and it's not that I don't want to call in. I want to call in, but I already submit my life, and even any contribution I will give to you of what you are doing, because you are not doing it only for me, you are doing it for my future children. I'm also tired staying abroad. I would really want to go home. If any day, any time we are here, I will give my contribution, even through Western Union or anyhow I can do it. Even if the one is in war, we are here to carry the gun. We are not afraid, and we can't be a coward. We are here to die with you, Director. Keep it up that way. Forget about those stupid idiots who are talking rubbish up to you. But you are an educated man. Sometimes I wonder if you are a spirit or you are human. But God is doing all that for you. Thank you, Director. Thank you once more. We are from Taiwan, and we will try to organize. If we have any difficulties about the police, because they are deporting us every day by day in a number. The Yorubas are using the Biafrans here, deporting the people. So nobody want to come out. Everybody is afraid. So we will do our best. If anyone can come, we will organize ourselves. Even if we can be able having a Skype conference like others used to do,
yes,
and try to contribute our own money, we will also do so. Thank you, Director.
Thank you. And before you go, are you in touch with Ikechukwu Eniago?
No. Can I have his number?
No, you will give us your number. You will give us your number.
Okay, my number is +886.
Yes.
9181.
9181.
Yes. 03753.
03753. Yes. Give us your name again, please.
Mr. Anne Lawrence.
Lawrence Anne. Lawrence, yes. You have made a pledge before Biafrans all over the world to submit yourself and your entire being to the service of your country. You are in Taiwan. We expect Taiwan to come up. You will speak to your people. You can hold your meetings on Skype. You can do it however you want to do it over a conference phone call. However, we need our people in Taiwan to rise up. The same call goes to those of them in Singapore. We want them to come out. Somebody from South Korea made contact with me. They are coming up in South Korea as well. This work is relentless. We are in more countries than any other group known to man. Ohanaeze is not everywhere. MASOP is not everywhere. APC is not everywhere. PDP is not everywhere. But behold, Radio Biafra, the indigenous people of Biafra, are everywhere on this earth. That is where we are formidable. Exceptionally formidable. And that is where Biafra is going to come. God bless you. Thank you very much. God bless you. Thanks. Who else here has something to say? Our people are waiting. Who has something to say? Do we have a caller on the line? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? How can I not hear somebody when I can hear static, for goodness sake? What is happening? Osita, can you hear me?
Hello, director. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. What on earth is going on? Can't you hear me?
I think my network is so bad this night. I'm sorry for the interruption.
Go ahead.
Thank you so much, director, for your great job to our people. We are very glad of you having you. We thank you so much, and I thank my fellow Biafrans in Dublin. There you are. I thank my fellow Biafrans all over the world for their contribution to this struggle. And I thank my fellow Biafrans here in Thailand for their marvelous work, for their contribution, for their effort. Actually, we are very few in this very struggle, director. That is one thing you have to know. Not everybody that came on air, or not everybody that you meet somewhere or wherever you are going, that will move on with us.
Go ahead. Why is the line unstable? This thing happened to me when I was in Thailand. Why is Thailand line unstable? Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, as we wait to reestablish contact with Osita. Go ahead.
Are you talking to me,
director? I'm speaking to you, my dear brother. Please go ahead.
Oh, director, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
This is Emmanuel from Denmark.
Emmanuel, what is your phone?
Emmanuel, yes. Annie. So I'm from Kano local government.
Was that your brother that phoned from, are you related to the Annie that phoned us now from Taiwan?
That is what I want to discuss to, because I don't believe that guy is from Enugu. Maybe he's not from Kano. Maybe he's from North, because there's, you know, some of North near Enugu. Maybe it's that place the father, Hausa people pregnant his mother. Because I don't believe that such Enugu or Kano person.
No, you're getting me wrong. Hang on. Somebody called us, called Lawrence Annie. You are Annie, is that correct?
Yeah, my name is Annie, Emmanuel Annie. I'm from Nkanu local government area.
Uh-huh.
In Enugu State, in Kelefi.
Thank you. There was another Annie that called us now, isn't it? From Taiwan. His name is Lawrence Annie from Taiwan, yes? This you're from Denmark. We have one from Taiwan. Are you related to him?
No. I'm not related to him.
My goodness. Do anybody here know this man calling now? Yes, is your son Emmanuel as well?
Every time, okay. Emmanuel and I call.
Okay. No, please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, director. What I try to say that person that in Dublin, he really insults in Kano or Enugu State. Because he's not even, I don't even think that he's Enugu. Maybe he's Hausa man pregnant. Maybe he's near, I cannot know how to say about that man. Because I can see, when I was in Dublin, I came there maybe last year. I tried to ask many people, somebody there, he's an Igbo man. I asked him, please. Please, I miss my way. He just said, instead to help me. I believe that all of them, many people that in Dublin, they have to listen like Biafra. Even though they have insulted, they allow this one person, this one particular person, to insult our lady of Biafra, which this man don't supposed to. Even open mouth, and it's not supposed to allow to call, because the letter asked this man that he called from his mobile. Do you sure this man is a Biafra? He said yes. He said he don't want to speak with anybody that is not a Biafra. He wants to speak somebody that is Biafra. And this person say yes, it's a Biafra. He confirmed that means that guy lied. The guy lied and gave him the phone. We don't know this guy is pregnant by Ausama. So I tried to say that this guy is not in Kano, and I reject it. And I haven't seen a Kano man to be such a foolish like that. The other time, we still have some people like that in Denmark here. I tried to explain for them that, see, about what are we going to do now, where we are going to contribute £500, which I myself stand 24 hours. Call me, I'll tell me I contribute my own. I'm ready today, I'm ready tomorrow. I call them, even our coordinator is calling, and we are calling, but nobody answer. What they are trying to say is, you can go and do that later on when the fight starts. We go for go to war and kill them. Then our name will be there. I say okay. So what I try to tell those people in Denmark too, which they are the same thing like this man in Dublin. Let them listen now. We listed all the names. If you like, contribute. If you don't like, don't contribute. But all the names have to start. We put it in the computer, and it will be written. As in the day that we get that Biafra, you will be ashamed. Maybe when we get the Biafra, you start calling and say, or coming as, oh, I donate 1 million. We reject that 1 million. Listen, people in Denmark, listen. That time when we get Biafra, or you think that we are getting it, and you come and you say, oh, let's go Biafra. Now we are going to donate 1 million. We can collect the money, but you are not among us. Now that we need that money, you have to bring that money to us. Let us use it to solve our problem now. And this thing is what will benefit our children. And we are telling you to come out, and you don't want to come out. You tell us to go and contribute. You are working, I'm working. The same money you earn, you work, the same money the government tell you here when you are working is the same money I am too. And now you try to take your own money to solve your own problem. Why we that we don't have problem, think that we don't have problem, and you taking the money and send to Nigerian and they send to outer plan, you go to church today and they give them to orphan without to bring it, let us solve our own problem. And now you are there telling me, let us go and you will go to Nigeria when fight started, that you don't care about all this thing we are doing now. How are you going to go to Nigeria to fight when you know that we have to get gone, we have to send our transmitter home? And this guy that asked me, this transmitter every day, haven't we sent it? How much have you contributed for that? I'm asking people in Denmark. How much have you contributed? Have you contributed £1? You're asking this transmitter haven't go for a long time. Are they deceiving? Let me ask you, have you contributed £1? But listen to me, Denmark. I'm CLO in Enugu in Denmark here. I know all the people in Denmark. Don't think I don't know you. I know all of you people. Anyway, when the time comes, you will join. Maybe you will start wearing your jacket or coat, you put tie and dress like you are diploma. You know people, you are English is more than my own. You study in this university. You are coming to this. I will come. That's why I'm trying to everybody to know, all the people that hearing me, to know that day that we are going to get Biafra. I will come out the same day and tell them, this is not among us. Instead like that, even though I tell them, I'm letting to die so that those people will not be able to continue for that thing they think they have. It better now to come out and contribute £500, which they said, or you be in your home and listen to Radio Biafra. When I call you, you say you didn't listen. But when I tell you, maybe it's on Friday, they are going to pay the money, it's the last day. You tell me, no, it's 5 days. So show you that you listen. But you are lying that you didn't listen. So now I'm telling you, put your clothes in order. because that time you think my name is, you can know me with Matabuago, you can know me with Imenugu. No, I know you people. I know you people. Whether you say you are rich, whether you say you are anything, I know all of you people in this Copenhagen. If you say I didn't know you, you're a lie. Whether you are hiding, I know you. Better you now come and put your name here before it's too late. I will take my own money. Because we are up to 4 people now or 3 people now that are ready to contribute. Other people, up to 40 people, I send message. I send up to 40 people here. We are more than 150 people in Denmark here. I send them up to 40 people and they don't respond. And when I call them, they don't want to respond. But let me tell you, time will come, which you will cry. Time will come, which you will ask him, a priest, a man, we don't know about that. Or you say, oh, you didn't tell us, we didn't hear it well. You hear it when I'm talking. You hear it when I'm in an African shop and one person breaking bottle to kill somebody because I'm talking about Biafra on Friday. One person bring bottle to say, here we kill somebody here. And they say the bottle everywhere scatter and they want to call police. Listen, I know you people. You better come out now and bring your money. Let us send to these people. If you don't do that, I will bring my own and my name will be written there. Our coordinator have promised that he will bring up to 3 people promised they will bring. Now we are 4. But other people, where are you people? Is it 4 people we are going to get Biafra? We cannot get Biafra with 4. Don't think when we suffer and get that, you will come and say you are eating it. And when we get that, you will come and say, yes, I have money more than Emmanuel, Imenugu. I have money more than Ifan, our coordinator. I have money more than Kinsley. I have money more than the other guy. So you would think that you have money more than them. Let me go to Radio Biafra. Let me go and get blood. Listen, we are not getting blood. And you better come out now. I know you people, and I'm warning people. Director, that is what I want to say. And I'm so angry. That guy is not from Nkanu. Listen, I'm only Ima Enugu in Denmark. And any person that says that he's from Nkanu, calling from other country, said it, and they talk this rubbish thing that this guy that in Dublin talk, said this person is a complete liar. He's not from Nkanu, because none of Nkanu, none of Enugu can say such a word. Enugu, they call us Wawa. Wawa, that when you tell us to do this thing, we go that way. When you tell us this way, we do that because we don't know what we are going to get in future. That's why we are called us Wawa. But let me tell that guy, be careful if you are in Kano. Be careful because you are destroying what you are damaging Enugu. You are damaging in Kano. Don't say that you are from Kano. You can call other place. You can call Kaduna. You can call Kano. You can call other place in Yoruba land. But don't call them Kano. Don't call Enugu. I'm warning you. Thank you, Director.
You're a good man. Thank you very much. Yeah. You're a good man. Yeah. God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. There was a caller from Norway. We want them to call back if they have to. We are, of course, the people tried to call earlier, but they couldn't get through. Does anybody else have anything to say? Because we have to bring this program to an end. I'm traveling very early tomorrow, so I need to keep an early night today. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, Director, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, it's Philip Honora calling from Bergen, the coordinator in Bergen in Norway.
In Norway. Please turn your system down. We can hear something. Turn it down so we can speak.
Okay. So then, I'm working hard to mobilize some of our people that are here. So I do contact the some of our people. They gave me some money, some promise by tomorrow. I'm working hard, but I could have tomorrow. I supposed to go and pay in the money to the account, but I said let me hold on. When I get the other people that promised to give me some money, then I will complete it and send it to our chief coordinator of Norway that resides in Stavanger. So, thank you so much, and I thank all the members. I thank you for your effort, for what you are fighting for our brother. We'll be, you know, we'll be, will back you. And the guy that was talking all those rubbish, say he's from Ghana or whatever, is I don't believe in talking much. I do my things with action. People that in Belgium here, they know me. I don't trolley shit. If you fuck up, I treat you the way I want to treat you. The way I behave in Africa, I will behave here in Europe. Yes, I go jail, I come out. If I kill you, you die, you go. The person that are doing messing up, want to bring up circle, he forgot that if it is in Nigeria, if I find him, I couldn't see him, then I would search for his family. When he heard that he lost one or two people, you understand me? Then he will realize. So, Director, I thank you so much for your effort.
Thank you very much, the good man. People are working very hard in Denmark and in Norway. People are working exceptionally hard. Let us see what they are doing in Russia. Somebody is calling us from Russia. What are you doing? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director, good evening.
Yes, hello.
This is Chima Granchima from Russia, Moscow. The PR of your friends in Russia. Yes, Director, I want to thank you for the good job you are doing for us. Yes, Director, in fact, I was very, very upset with the dark man that called from Dublin that was saying all sorts of nonsense. Though I was being consoled, and I am being consoled with that lady that sang for us. That song was very, very heart-touching and sober reflection. So with the...
Yes, hello?
Yes, Director. So, I want to say something about this. There is this, our brothers that donated some machinery items which we have sent home to one of our brothers returning to Biafra land. So they will deliver it to whom it may concern there. So we really thank them. We really thank all the brothers that donated, and we also want to use this opportunity to call on our other brothers and sisters in Moscow that they should wake up and join us in this very movement. And again, I want to announce on our upcoming meeting that will be coming up very soon. It will be announced the date. So I want to use the opportunity to call all of us, all the brothers and sisters in Moscow, all the Biafrans in Moscow, to come out and support us, so that we'll be able to raise our own quota that was assigned and mandated to us to remit. So thank you, Director, for the good work you're doing. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, but before you go, are you telling me that Russia will meet the obligation before next week, Friday?
Yes, sir. That is what we are really planning, working hard to mobilize our people. We will try our best, sir. We promise.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. Not try your best, it will be done. Boko Haram don't try their best when they come to kill us. They're not trying their best, they just kill us. They're not trying their best. There is no trying your best. Everybody must go through that list. Ikechukwu, can you pin it up, please, on Facebook? They must go there. Put it on all the group Facebooks, wherever they are. Should be there.
In fact, all of us know. We are aware of it. We work on it.
Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Give us a name and where you are, please. We are in Dublin.
This is Timothy.
Yes.
In Jakarta, Indonesia.
You're calling from Jakarta in Indonesia. This is Radio Biafra. We are all over the world. Even where Ohanaeze is not, we are there. Go ahead.
Yeah. Good man, I salute you. You're a good man. I just want to salute you. And I have my contributions to make to this quota.
Thank you.
Yes. I want to inform you that Biafrans in Indonesia, we are doing all our best, you know, to get everything, every requirement to move forward as a moving train. And I want to inform you also, I want to inform you also that our court
for here by name Isaac. He has been doing a very good job, but we must know the fact that in every 12, there must be a Judas. So what I want to plead with my dear friend for that is this. If they have brothers, relatives, friends, contacts, connections in other parts of the world, let them spread this message. Let them help. Let them tell their brothers living other else, other place elsewhere in the world, that Biafra is Jewish. It's a Jewish, but Biafra is it's something we are fighting for, and that it must come to pass that we are definitely going to achieve Biafra. It's an achievement to come, because a journey of 1 million steps starts with a full step. So Rome was not built in a day. So please, let us forget the past. Don't mind all stupors who are calling to say all sorts of nonsense. We cannot continue to comment on their issues. Please, my people, let us just move ahead. Please, bring your contributions. Bring your ideologies. Bring your kind of creativity. What can we do to move forward? Please. In the aspect of the money, we need to contribute for the shipment of our transmitter back to our homeland. This is a sure and a certain issue which we must come to do. But let us bear in mind that those people in Germany who are working restless to do this, they are not the only Biafrans in the world. All everybody, all hands must be on deck. We must work to achieve what we want. In a proverb, in one of the proverbs I know in Igbo, we used to say that Ugu, Ada, Ronihu, and all as Uzuike. Oh, Biafra, Chineke Gonzino. God bless you all. My name is Chiwoke Wozo, Jakarta, Indonesia.
Thank you.
I'm an original official language.
Thank you. I need to ask you a question. Are you telling us that Indonesia will meet the obligation?
Yes, definitely. Believe me and take my word. I'm meeting the obligation. Come rain, come sun. There is a very big time flood in Jakarta here. I will post some pictures in my Facebook so that you can see. Jakarta, nobody in Jakarta is going out. We had a meeting. We are supposed to have a meeting today, being 23rd. Being, I think, 19th or so. Today being Sunday. So, but the meeting was postponed back to 23rd, I think, by Thursday, because of the rate of flood here in Jakarta. So, please, my fellow Biafrans, you have to pardon us. It is not our fault. It is nature. So, we have to do all our best to come up to this requirement. I'm very much sure, by the grace of God, and by the work, the hard work of my fellow Biafrans, fellow good Biafrans here, because there are some Judas abound, we will definitely get there. We will definitely get to our promised land. That is a very certain issue. We will definitely get there. God will definitely lead us through, because He led the children of Israel to the land of to their destiny, and He will take us there also. I believe God, and by His grace, able to work out. That is my own belief.
Thank you very much. We fought the world for 3 years. So you people should fight the flood there and do what you're supposed to do.
Yes.
We fought the whole world for 3 years. Okay? Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Let us see if Osita is once again with us. Osita, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I can hear you, and thank you for having me back. I apologize for my bad network this morning. And I say good morning to all my fellow Biafrans all over the world from here in Thailand.
Go ahead.
Please, I want to call on my people. I want to use this opportunity to call on my people, Director, concerning the money that was shared yesterday. I just want to call on my people, the true Biafrans who have been working tirelessly to make sure this very movement that our name did not miss. And I thank our coordinator, those who have been working tirelessly. Director, I want you to know that it is only a young youth, those who feel that they are elders, those who feel that they have the money here, that doesn't want to come out in this struggle. They want to relax and watch us fail. But I know, I want to tell them that shame will be for every one of them that is still watching us to fail, because we are not going to fail. God has signed that this struggle, we must claim it and we must restore Biafra. Director, I want you to know that it's only a diehard, few diehard Biafra we have here, and we have been working strongly to make sure our name never like goes slide back. So please, I call on each and every one of them. I want to remind them of our upcoming meeting on Sunday, upcoming Sunday, a week today. So please, at our normal place and our normal meeting, and some of people are looking for the contact to contact us in Biafrans in Thailand. Everyone that is listening to me should search on Biafrans in Thailand and join our group. That is where we update all our information. Please, for those who would like to have any contact with our
That is the Taiwan line for you. It's not very stable. Osita, we can't hear you. We cannot hear you. This is Radio Biafra. We must close. We must come to an end. I think it is befitting also that our European representative should have that very honor, because we've been in Ireland. And after him, it's also necessary that Isaiah speaks, and then we'll bring the program to an end, because I need to go to bed early. I'm traveling very early in the morning. Can you hear me, Evangelist Barnabas? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. God bless you, sir.
Go ahead.
I'm actually on the way going back to Dublin, where I will take an exam tomorrow. So, but I want to try to make some comments about the issue concerning the national the zonal coordinator of a team. So I have requested for the list of all the members and the zonal coordinators. Some of the national coordinators have not come up to me. It is only United Kingdom that is always plumped whenever I ask them for something. They have sent me the list of even the zonal coordinators and the members. I sent a form last time because we want to get all our members who are up and doing, those who are committed. We want to know, like, some of the issues our brothers are discussing concerning people they are preaching to come in and they are not showing up. So we want to document all our members. The international coordinator sent a form to me, which I sent to all of them, that they should fill this form and send it back to us so that I will give it to the international directorate, so that they will be compiling all the list of registered members and committed members. We want to know those who are doing what we wanted, what we expected from them, and those who are not doing. But I have not received anything from them. It's only United Kingdom that have sent. Some of them, even though we have made the announcement that information should be typed in word page and sent to me, and they are still putting the information in the Skype. And when I want to copy it, it's very difficult picking them one by one, and I will not do that anymore. I told them they should go and type it in Word document. That is the instruction given to us, and everybody must adhere to it. We cannot be saying that we want to group ourselves and we want to be able to organize ourselves, and when the instruction is being passed and people are not taking it seriously, it is not good. It is only United Kingdom. I repeat it again, when I ask for something, they are the people that are doing it. Director, I want to tell you for the fact that even in Ireland, the Dublin particularly, have not been responding to any particular request that I will make. I don't know, I have talked to you in the hotel about this issue, and I don't want to be talking about
conflict or things of conflict on the air. I don't want to talk much about it. I want us as adults to organize ourselves and do what we are told to do. I have never asked anything, information from Dublin, and they give it to me. They never respond. It is only PRO.
Can you, we discuss this off air, if you may, please? Can we discuss it off air? Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are on this planet. I am traveling in the morning, and unfortunately, we have to bring this program to an end. We know there are a lot of people calling to give us updates. From what we gathered, what Osita was saying from Thailand is that Thailand is ready, that they will answer this very call, and he was calling them to try to respond to a meeting he was convening. Please, every publicity must be given to this very initiative. Anybody setting up a meeting must be pinned on the wall of Radio Biafra Group. We are the largest group on this planet. We are approaching 200,000, but my personal target is 1 million. I want us to do things in a way that other people have never seen before. That is why we are in every country and mobilizing. The 30th of May of this year is going to be a landmark moment for us. That will be the day we will demonstrate. After the demonstration, each country will then go to the nearest church, synagogue, anything, temple, and go and pray for the soul of those that departed. We want to tell our dead that we remember them. On the 30th of May this year, start printing your flyers and your publicity now. Attend women's meeting. Attend every meeting you can think of. Or look progressive union or with an unprogressive union. It doesn't matter. Attend every meeting and inform them. We are doing it for each and every family that lost somebody during that very war. We are also launching a catalog of all the people that died. We are going to set up an email linked to Radio Biafra. We don't want Yahoo email that can be hacked very easily. And then make that available so that people can then send the names of their people that died to that very place. We also have people on the ground back home, foot soldiers, going from family to family, collecting names. We will also tell one or two people, we're not going to disclose our strategy before our detractors will go and pick it up. This is Radio Biafra. It's very, very important. We understand that we are moving ahead. 30th of May. Not when the time comes, they say we're not prepared, we're looking for a flag, we're looking for t-shirt. You have ample time. On that day is when we carry out our worldwide protest, 30th of May of this year. Every coordinator, every zonal coordinator will be held responsible. This particular demonstration will be carried out zonally, zone by zone by zone. That's how it's going to be done. You must maximize your turnout. If we have to cook rice and chicken, then so be it. You must tell our people to come out. We must honor the dead. And then one hour, those that fought for us, that you and I may live, we have to remember them. All over the world on that day. All over the world. We are not going to go to CNN or to BBC. But we want our turnout to be so great that they will beg us to report what we're doing. Everywhere in the world. Start mobilizing from today. Start mobilizing for that. And after that, we go home and build a memorial. We'll go back home and build it. We'll have collected enough information, very sensitive information, to go and build a memorial. And then after that, every bad person will start dying. All the bad people will start dying. They are the people that are standing on the bones of 3.5 million people, dead. We want to do this to tell them that our hands are clean. This is Radio Biafra. Azai, you bring this program to a close. Anybody with anything to say regarding how we run this very operation must do so by contacting the International Directorate. No coordinator, no rep will speak on the air anymore regarding any internal issues. You go to the International Directorate. If they can't handle it, they'll pass it over to the Editorial Board of Radio Biafra and by extension myself. Nobody, I repeat, nobody will come on air and say anything disparaging about any zonal coordinator, about any national coordinator, about any rep. Those disputes will be settled indoors. And the same thing goes for if you have a problem with another person, don't say it on the air. Report it to International Director. That is where we have an army of people working for us. We have a resolution committee. They look into it. For example, what happened in Spain. We want people to investigate before they report anything on air. Because when Biafrans descend on one person, it is difficult for that person to cope. We want to make sure we get all our facts straight. Please, it's important. Go ahead.
Yes, yes. Good afternoon and good evening. My name is Isaiah Yoba, and I just want to take this opportunity to thank Chukwu Abiyama, who have made it possible for us to get today. Just in a very, very few minutes, if I'm allowed to say so. Director, at least it's 5 days that you're here in Dublin now, and all my officers have been working hard to keep everything together. So, and only God knows, and God is our witness, what we are doing for our country and the sacrifice we have made for this cause. So, I will be apologizing on behalf of Biafrans in Ireland and Dublin, to be precise, that the man that called from Dublin here, which I don't know who he is, he will not ridicule our movement, he will not ridicule our effort to represent Biafrans in Ireland. And in our an Igbo adage says that not mri awu lazuru na kana cheftari iko. So I decided to keep calm when I heard that report, him making comments all over the place on the radio. So he's not worth it. I think I will call him just a riffraff. He's not worth it. So I think, like our director says, sometimes our obligation is to the death, not for the this kind of hooligan that is wandering about in Dublin or in Ireland. He came to a country that other people have fought for, other people have paid the price for it, and he's here now, maybe eating social welfare and maybe driving a Nissan Micra and running around like a squirrel, and think that all this effort that our Biafrans that I've made all over the place in this country, he had the chance to come and reap. This is, I think that I would say this is the level of his vocabulary. I think that's all he had upstairs. And I think he had made fool of himself today, and the world have known the kind of idiot he is. So on that, I would like to thank the people of Cork and Evangelist Barnabas and his family again for their effort and their contribution to this struggle. Again, Ewuzi and his family, and Uche Ono, and Benji from Waterford down to from Limerick down to Waterford, Frank and his family, his family, and other ones that I couldn't remember their names, down here to Dublin. I just want to thank everyone that have been here, more especially again I want to thank Sonel Kabu. He have backed me up here when it's hard for me to even to cope with the pressure and the run around that are in this. Again, I want to take this opportunity to thank Oakwoodley and Princess herself that have contributed her own little way, and Kene himself, our coordinator. Regardless the situation the guy is in with his family, he still found squeeze time to work hard to make sure that Radio Biafra broadcasting from Dublin is a successful thing. Just want to thank all our brothers that have come here tonight. I don't have your names off head. Brother Emeka and Chukwu Emeka, Benji, Tony, my brother Mickey, Okechukwu Mickey, and everybody around, and some of them that haven't turned up here today. And I say, may God bless you all. And tonight we have had it all. Our director is going to Barcelona tomorrow, and on behalf of Ireland, I'm saying that one person cannot destroy our plan and what we are doing for our country. We are serving our country, so regardless. So anybody, we, you see, in Biafra land, we have mad people. We have dysfunctional people, disabled people. These are one of them. So are you going to throw them away? Are you going to change? We have to make a provision for them as well. You know, for mad people, people that are actually sick in their head. So we have to, you know, make provision of them to harbor them all. So they are one of us. So so everybody should encourage the people of Ireland for what they have done for hosting Radio Biafra. I think we should appreciate them, not because of one person in Ireland will be let down. Not even only that, for on the side of Dublin. And I just want to thank our director, who have spent all this while, you know, understanding what we are going through, and we understand him. And again, I want to thank his parents back home, thank his wife and his children. I said, may God bless them. From Ireland, I will say, God bless you all, and stay tuned till tomorrow. And on that, I will say, be your brother's keepers. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. And this is Radio Biafra. You have spoken very well. We came to Ireland with great expectations, and I must say, we are not disappointed. The turnout has been magnificent. Our people have responded. The enthusiasm I encountered in Cork, in Waterford, and now in Dublin has been exceptional, very, very exceptional. And we must continue on this very work that we are doing. This is Radio Biafra. We have come here. We came here to preach this gospel, and it was preached. What we are asking you to do is to continue the work you're doing. Isaiah Oba, you've been with us from the beginning. You've done very well. You've supported Radio Biafra in every way that you can up until now, and you continue to do so in your capacity, not just as a coordinator, but also as a concerned Biafran, working very hard to restore the dignity and honor of his country. I must mention the people that have made my stay here, and that of Radio Biafra, and by extension, all the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide, a success. I have mentioned Isaiah Oba, by virtue of the fact that he is our coordinator. Evangelist Barnabas Ago is our European representative. He's here. The wife, Ngozi Ago, they have a magnificent, our coordinator in Cork. Peter Awuzie Ezudo, they call him. The wife has been exceptional. We must also recognize our PRO, Charles Ibebigu, and the wife. They have been key to what we are doing. We remember also Uche Chukwuono and the wife and the lovely kids. Exceptional. Oswofia Wilson, our dear brother, we remember him and the family. And moving on. And also Brown, I must mention Brown as well. And going down to Waterford, okay, who is our coordinator, with a very lovely wife and the family. We acknowledge their work they have done for us. Also, our dear brother Innocent, what they have done. I must remember Frank as well. Frank gave us what we are broadcasting with here. Our internet connection is from Frank. It will be sent back to him. Thank you very much for all your work you have done. The way he marshaled things out, how they escorted me down here and handed me over to Biafrans here in Dublin, has been exceptional. We are grateful to him. We thank all of you here. Kingsley also, our Kozono coordinator here in Dublin, for the effort. Sonny as well has worked very hard, and the family, they came. And our dear brother Ben, you remember Ben that came from Limerick, and the wife from Basque, will be going to Spain, going to her country. Exceptional people. And also our dear brother, our veteran that came, we salute him, because it is because of them that we do what we do today. All of you have been great. Ireland has been great. Here we have Biafrans. There are a few Igbo people still, but we shall continue to pray for them. Now we are going to have Sunday service twice every Sunday. So our broadcast will come 3 times in a day. Morning service, afternoon service, and then the evening men's service, which you have every day. We need volunteers. We know what to do. We have the technology. We want the world to know that Radio Biafra cannot be shut down. If you close us down in London, we start from Dublin. If you close down Dublin, we go back to Manchester. If you close Manchester, we come to Cork. If you close Cork down, we go back to Birmingham. If you close Birmingham down, we go to Stuttgart. You close Stuttgart down, we go to Amsterdam. You see, we are everywhere. Our technology is formidable. You see why we are unstoppable. Do you now see why 1967 to 70 cannot be 2013 to 2015? Everything we are doing, go and tell Igbo people. We've thought it out long and hard, very carefully. And we are executing it with clockwork. Do you people know how many projects we are running at the same time right now? Do you know? Some of you don't know. A lot is happening, which we are not at liberty to explain on the air. What we're asking you to do is to go and mobilize your people. Tell them the truth. Tell them that Biafra is coming. Don't go to church on Sundays. Come and worship on Radio Biafra. The same way you turn on your God channel and be looking at Yoruba people jumping up and down. Do you know there was a program in America? They exposed all these Pentecostal churches. Did you watch it? You've not seen it? Hey. Oh, dear Lord. Where they exposed them. One even has an airstrip close to the house with his own, not only private jet, with private airport, his own. New Testament preachers. Then a man here, Joe. You will come to Radio Biafra and you will worship. And Chukwu Abiam will bless you. That is why we've been successful. We have done what nobody ever thought of doing before. We are the only people answering Biafrans at the United Nations. Do you know that? Only a few months ago. All these years they've been lying to you, telling you they gave them observer status. None. Only UCHM afforded it under 5 minutes. The only group answering to Biafra at the UN is the indigenous people of Biafra. The rest are answering Guinem. Nobody has this reach we have. We are formidable. You hear people calling from all parts of the world, everywhere, even Cape Verde Islands. We are truly the voice of our people. And it is incumbent upon all of you in the diaspora to make this dream a success. It was the diaspora that helped the establishment of the State of Israel. People back home are blind, blinded by poverty and suffering and pain. When somebody is in pain and suffering, do they have time to theorize or to do philosophy? You tell them about awareness to make people aware. They'll think you've lost it up here, up there. They are hungry, looking for a cup of garri. It is your duty to save them. And that is the work we are doing. It's difficult now, we know. Sometimes we keep coming and saying, you must pay, you must pay. Very soon it won't be like this. The more people we have, the less you have to pay. Where we want to get to is a situation whereby you only have to pay us £1 every month. Only £1 or €1 a month to support your country. That is something we have not done before. And before we commence any action on the ground, we're going to do it. We are going to honor our dead. The whole world, the same day. The same day we are having our march, every coordinator of each zone, you will have the pictures of our starving, dying children in black and white on placards to remind the world why we do what we do. To remind them of the crimes of Awolowo. Everywhere in the whole world, the world will shake, and then they will know that indeed there is a country called Biafra. After that, we go home. We have all the plans in place, the stone masonry, the fine art, those that will do the work, that will cut it for us. We know what we're doing. We'll go and consult our people. There are truthful men left. Do you know that? Honest men still left. You don't hear their names. The newspapers won't write about them. But we know them. We'll go to them and ask them to come and commit the body and the spirit of the dead everywhere in the world, commit it into the ground from where we come from. And then you will see that thing we've been telling you, that God, that Chukwu Abiyama himself is a Biafran. You will see it happen before your eyes. Our work is political and also spiritual. That is why we must remain very clean in what we do. You know, people, this is the public radio. Oh, look at them. They're talking about only 15,000 pounds on the air. Yes, that's who we are. America, the most civilized country, or not civilized, the most advanced country on earth today. They don't have, everything is in the open. But yet they're making progress. The reason why we make progress is because we don't have any secret. Everything is in the open. You see it. Anna Warneros, that's why we're successful. Not for anything else, but because God is with us. We want to call down the glory of God on the 30th of May of this year. We are going to do something never heard of before in the history of freedom fighting. We want to ask Chukwu Abiyama to come and take his position in this struggle. And you see what will happen after that. When I speak, you write it down. Nigeria will call us on the phone and say, come and take Biafra. By the time we finish with them, our weapon is the truth. Eziokwu only. Nothing more, nothing less. And Biafra shall come. And not because of anything extraordinary we have done, but because there are men and women like you. Because of you, Chukwu Abiyama will give us Biafra. Not for anything we have done. We are only vehicles to convey his message. The real fighters of this struggle are all of you. Those of you listening all over the world, when we say bring, you bring. Some of you complain sometimes, but you still bring. It is to you that all the praise belongs to. We are only here to pilot the affair, to do what you're asking us to do. Everything we do is what you ask us to do. The only thing we do is that we add a little bit of discipline to it so that we get it accomplished. We thank everybody. Every coordinator struggling. Every zonal coordinator grumbling tonight saying, how do I raise this money? All of you, wherever you are, listening to Radio Biafra, contributing in every way that you can, identifying yourself as an indigenous Biafran. Chukwu Abiyama will sustain all of you and your families. Because where we are going is very special. Where we are going to is a very wonderful place. And that place is called Biafra. That is why we proclaim without fear or favor that this Biafra we talk about is our religion. On this very radio station is where we worship every day. But now we are going to add Sunday service. Advertise Sunday service. When you're coming, you bring your Bible. And of course, we need men of God and women of God as well to preach the gospel. Regardless of, we have the technology we put you on all the time. Go and get us a secure Skype line. Secure Skype line, again, buy credit. Because if you're going to preach to the world and preach the Bible, you will spend up to 1 hour or an hour and a half. We now want to bring to the world our own God, who is the creator of the heavens and the earth, to see which one is real. The time has come to put God himself to test. I remind him every day of Deuteronomy chapter 30. That's what he said, his word. That's what we hold against him. That is why he will bless and sustain, keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, as we sign off from Dublin, heading to Barcelona tomorrow, God will bless the people in Ireland. God will bless the people of Biafra all over the world. And God will bless Biafra. Thank you very much, and God bless you.